KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition-free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
That can cause severe diarrhea and weight loss, and ultimately it can be life-threatening. And it occurs in people who are immunosuppressed. You have a higher risk of C. difficile when you're older or when you're taking acid-blocking medications, And sometimes they actually automatically put people on acid-blocking medications in hospital because of the stress of hospitalization. And so this a triple whammy, you know, you're in the hospital, maybe you're taking some type of proton pump inhibitor medication, you're older, your immune system is a little down, and so you are exposed to some C. difficile that actually lives on surfaces for a long period of time. It's not something that floats around, but it lives on surfaces, very hard to eradicate. And they use all kinds of disinfection methods to prevent it from colonizing in hospital rooms. But it is a risk. It's a serious risk. So the main thing that is helpful against C. difficile is something that goes by the brand name of Florastor. It's Saccharomyces boulardii. And it's a type of probiotic, but unlike most probiotics, it's not a bacteria. It's actually a fungal probiotic. But what it does is it colonizes in your gastrointestinal tract, and it actually helps to push out C. difficile and can be very effective for treatment of C. difficile. In fact, many hospitals, hospitals are not that keen on using supplements or probiotics. But many hospitals now stock in their formulary Florastor or Saccharomyces boulardii as a treatment for the many patients who come down with C. difficile infections. So additionally, if you don't, they usually also administer powerful antibiotics when you have C. difficile, but many C. difficile infections have now become resistant to antibiotics, so it's hard to get rid of. And so one of the treatments, and this is actually a treatment that is approved, it's a kind of an experimental treatment for other conditions, but it's called FMT, fecal microbial transfer, and it is what it sounds like. It's actually a poop pill, or it's sometimes administered via rectal suppository or via even colonoscopy to put good bacteria back in your intestinal tract. It's kind of like a blood transfusion, but in this case it's a bacterial transfusion from a heavily screened healthy donor. And that actually has been proven to be helpful in resolving tough cases of C. difficile. Now, it may be helpful for other conditions. It may be helpful for patients with irritable bowel syndrome. It may be helpful for people with ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease. And research is being conducted in those areas. It may even be helpful for weight loss, because we know that the microbiome actually determines metabolism to some extent. So you get a fecal transfer from someone who's at a healthy weight. It transforms your microbiome, and this may help you lose weight in turn. So there's, you know, kind of a pathway towards resolution of C. difficile. You know, yes, use Florastor in every case. Start with antibiotics. And if those don't work, consider the next step, which is an approved treatment. It's actually been demonstrated that this can be safely and effectively administered to help cure cases of hospital-acquired C. difficile infections. So there you have it. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's helpful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance.
You are listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson?
To pluscboil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscboil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection. It's a sobering fact that heart disease is still one of the leading causes of illness and death in the country. I've preached for decades that taking care of your heart is crucial. That's why I was pleased to discover Breakcore Nutrition's Vitality, a premium heart health supplement containing a powerful blend of science-backed patented ingredients and natural extracts, each chosen for their superior cardiovascular benefits. Patented Mega Natural BP Grapeseed Extract, MetaQ10, Vitamin K2, and Microactive CoQ10, plus nature's natural heart healers, olive leaf extract, hawthorn berry, bilberry, and resveratrol. These ingredients in a single serving a day will not only help support heart health, but will also increase stamina, endurance, energy, and blood flow. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. There, you'll find out how to get up to 50% off and free shipping. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for vitality.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat. Enjoy with lively Celtic and folk music, feast like royalty, and sharp handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under. Get them free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and Skip the Lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Anderson. And Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Henry Clay Warhawk Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. We'll take some of your phone calls momentarily. But intermittent fasting is a thing. And one way you can intermittently fast is fast every night by utilizing time-restricted feeding, In other words, increase the interval where you're not eating and confine your food consumption to only a few hours, a short window during the day. So you might use a 16-8 pattern where you only eat for 8 hours. Maybe you start eating at noon and have your last meal at 8. That's 8 hours where you're allowed to eat, and then remaining 16 hours you are, in effect, intermittently fasting. But originally, intermittent fasting was thought of as alternating days where you can eat whatever you want within reason. You know, obviously, you want to be on a healthy diet. But on a few days per week, say 2 days or 3 days, you may consume less in the way of calories. And so this has actually been popularized in the 5-2 diet, which was promoted by British journalist Michael Mosley. I think he wrote a book called The 5-2 Diet Plan, and he did a lot of specials on the BBC about how beneficial it was. You ate a prudent diet for 5 days, and then you would eat very lightly for 2 days, about 800 calories per day, which is considerably less than the average person. And he was the popularizer of it. Unfortunately, he died. He died at a young age while on vacation on a Greek island, where he took a walk and apparently got lost and died of heat exhaustion. They found him a few days later on a trail where he'd taken a wrong turn. So again, a 5-2 diet can extend longevity, but unfortunately one of the promoters of that diet met a premature demise for an entirely different reason. This study is on a 4-3 pattern of intermittent fasting. The effect of 4-3 intermittent fasting on weight loss at 12 months. And it's one of the longer studies done on intermittent fasting. And they often kind of poo-poo intermittent fasting. They say, well, you know, it doesn't really work. And so they compare over 12 months daily caloric restriction. Okay, so you're going to eat less every day of the week, 7 days per week, versus eat a moderate diet for 4 days, and on 3 days, reduce your caloric intake by 20%. So it was, you know, 80% on 3 days and 100% of your normal prudent diet on the other 4 days. Versus, and they wanted to calorie match this, versus, and I think it was about every day having some reduction in your food intake. And I guess there are psychological benefits to varying it, because if every single day you have to reduce your food intake, it gets kind of boring, right? And but if you have 4 days where you can eat pretty much what you want, and then on 3 days reduce your caloric intake, it might be more sustainable. So they compared the effects of the 4-3 versus the daily caloric restriction. And what they found was that there was an improvement in weight loss at 12 months. It was about a difference of around 3 kilograms. So 3 kilograms, 2.2 pounds, it's about 7 pounds more was lost by the people on the 4-3 intermittent fasting regimen. So there's utility for this, too, in terms of its ability, even if you don't lose weight. Some studies have shown, well, you know, not a lot of difference in weight loss. But there are improvements in metabolic factors, improvements in your insulin utilization, whether or not you are prone to type 2 diabetes, maybe improvements in your lipid profile, and also subjective improvements in well-being and energy. So this is a feasible way that people can shed pounds, you know, not as spectacularly as with Mounjaro or Ozempic, but it is a way that people can, in a natural way, shed pounds and improve their metabolism without severe deprivation. So there you have it. Folks, do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? Well, who doesn't? Anti-factor lipids, and I just recorded a great interview with Dr. Garth Nicholson, who is a PhD professor emeritus, who is the discoverer of the actual way that cell membranes work via phospholipids that can be supplied with anti-factor lipids. It was a great interview, and you can learn more when it drops next week. Anti-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, and the mitochondria are really the name of the game when it comes to your energy production. And also when it comes to aging, because as you age, your mitochondrial function declines. So I've been using NT-Factor for years, and I take it for general prevention, but other people, like sufferers of chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia and those undergoing chemotherapy, would be good candidates for NT-Factor because their mitochondria are subject to lots and lots of stress. Now, for a limited time, take advantage of the NT-Factor Essentials Bundle. Take 20% off either size of NT-Factor Lipids powder and get a 30-count bottle of patented energy with NT-Factor free. Patented energy contains the same lipid blend in a pleasant, convenient, chewable berry wafer form. So just call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com for the NT-Factor Essentials Bundle. All right, good news for weekend warriors. They compared the effects of engaging in the recommended 150 minutes of moderate to vigorous physical activity each week, all done on weekends versus done throughout the week. And what they found was there were equivalent benefits. There was a substantial reduction in the risk of dying, substantial reduction in the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. The caveat, this does not mean that daily exercise is a waste of time. Daily exercise is good for you, and you know, if you exercise daily, you can actually exceed that 150-minute allocation that they say supports overall health. But weekend warriors rejoice, because it can work. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
When people sometimes get very good positions in their life, whether with their career or something else, they tend to forget other things that are going well for them. So I really appreciated that when I asked the question, what is your biggest success, you didn't think of your job, you thought of your family and your kids. That's a really good perspective to give, I think.
Yeah, I mean, we talk a lot about the bank of work-life balance, right? You have to give people the opportunity to take care of their life because they become a lot better employees when they feel comfortable about what's going on outside of work. I think you have to have priorities, and if you don't make your family a priority, I think it ends up hurting you and doing your job.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut brain, and immune health. Dr. Ohira's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Give me a hand. I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you're in business, then you need a trusted source for how to grow, make more profit, and have more time and freedom. Chris Guerrero is an entrepreneur, investor, and best-selling author. His podcast takes you behind the scenes and shows you what it takes to be successful in today's freakishly hectic, highly congested, and overly hyped world of business. Subscribe now on YouTube and Instagram or wherever you listen to podcasts and plug into today's top business tips for free. Follow Chris Guerrero on Apple, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And so let's hear one of those recorded calls that come in.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I'm a 78-year-old man in pretty good health. And I have been working on lowering my cholesterol and LDLs, and that's working out pretty well. But when I get blood tests done, my red blood count is always at the very low end, not into the anemia stage, but just right above it. The doctor tells me that she can't find any reason for it, like internal bleeding. But I do find that I'm a little less energetic these days, possibly because I'm 78. But I wonder if the low red blood count is affecting it, and if there's something to be done about it. Thank you.
Okay, so let's talk about the relationship between red blood cell count and energy. And the red blood cells are the carriers of oxygen to your cells via hemoglobin. So if you're anemic, you're not getting enough oxygenation to your cells, and oxygen is essential for energy production. And so anemia is associated with fatigue and brain fog and reduced organ function in general. However, a slight decline in your red blood cell count is not necessarily alarming in a 78-year-old male. And keep in mind, too, that there are different standards for men and women. Typically, when it comes to your hematocrit, which is also reflects your red blood cell count, the norm for men is, you know, maybe 42 to 45 or so, up to 46. And for women, it's typically, you know, somewhere in the realm of 37 to 42. And so if a man has a reduction in the red blood cell count to, say, 40, they may have the same red blood cell count as a healthy woman. And so I'm not sure that this slight decline in your red blood cell count is the cause of your fatigue. And there are many reasons for decline in red blood cell count. We typically think of iron, and that is a common cause of reduction in red blood cell count. But there are many other causes. It could be a deficiency of B12 or deficiency of folate or some of the other nutrients that contribute to red blood cell production. It could also be a sign that your bone marrow is getting tired. Yeah, that happens as you age and you develop something called myelodysplastic syndrome or myelofibrosis, which literally means that fibrotic tissue is taking up some of the space in your bone marrow that's ordinarily the factories for red blood cell production. So it's a kind of a tired bone marrow situation. And it sometimes compromises the energy of people who are older and sometimes develops into a really serious disease which needs to be treated. Severe anemia that doesn't respond to iron can result. You know, a lot of people think, well, iron, you've got low red blood cells, take a lot of iron. Well, if it's kind of like the analogy of a factory when you say, hey, I want to get my car faster. Could you please send more rubber, aluminum, and steel to the factory so that they can build my car? You know, that would be like the nutrients that make red blood cells. But the problem is not the lack of raw materials. The problem is that the factory's on slowdown or the workers are on strike. And so you could provide all the raw materials in the world that just pile up. And actually, in certain conditions, taking iron is harmful because you actually over build up iron stores, which can be damaging to the tissues of the body, without actually increasing the blood counts. So there are treatments for this, medical treatments. Aranesp is a treatment that increases red blood cell counts. But also in men, there may be a decline in red blood cell counts because as you get older, your testosterone declines. And that's one of the main reasons why there's a difference between red blood cell counts in men versus women. Men have testosterone, women have a little bit of testosterone, far less than men. And in fact, men who take testosterone shots or creams, we sometimes have to watch their red blood cell count because it'll go up, 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 up to the point where it might be dangerous. So those are some thoughts on your red blood cell count. But, you know, maybe not to worry and maybe look at other causes of your fatigue. Just being 78 can be fatiguing, but, you know, addressing some of the other potential problems like supporting your mitochondria with some of the things we talk about in this program could have an energizing effect for you. So there you have it. Folks, it's a sobering fact that heart disease is still one of the leading causes of illness and death in this country. And in fact, we just interviewed one of America's foremost integrative cardiologists, Dr. Joel Kahn, about nutritional support for cardiovascular prevention. Now, I've preached for decades that taking care of your heart is crucial. And that's why I was pleased to discover Brightcore Nutrition's Vitality. It's a premium heart health supplement containing a powerful blend of science-backed patented ingredients and natural extracts, which are each chosen for their superior cardiovascular benefits. There's patented Mega Natural BP grapeseed extract, MenaQ7, vitamin K2, and microactive CoQ10, all premium ingredients, plus nature's natural heart healers, olive leaf extract, hawthorn berry, bilberry, and resveratrol. These ingredients in a single serving a day will not only help support heart health, but will also increase stamina, endurance, energy, and blood flow. So for more information or order, just go to mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman for 25% off and free shipping. But for an even better deal, call in to receive up to 50% off and free shipping. Use the number 888-592-9909. Also, when you call, they'll give you a free bottle of vitamin D3 along with your order. Again, that number, 888-592-9909 to speak to Brightcore's expert staff. They'll answer all of your questions. And to find out more about vitality, just go to drhoffman.com or your favorite podcast source and listen to hour one of today's podcast, where we discuss in detail the benefits of Brightcore's vitality supplement. This item, and 7 million people in America are living with a hip or knee implant, and I had one for a while. I broke my hip while cycling in 2006, and the treatment was to put in, I had surgery afterwards, and they put in a metal rod made out of titanium, and it went right down my femur, the long bone in the upper part of your leg, all the way up to my hip. And eventually I had it taken out. They said I could leave it in, but I said, no, I don't want it in, because I don't want a foreign body inside me. And besides, it feels funny when I lie on my side. I could still feel the tip of it protruding from my hip. It was kind of a weird feeling. And so I said, take it out. But a lot of people still have these devices in them. Headline, metals from joint implants appear to be leaking into the CSF. The CSF is your cerebrospinal fluid, which circulates around your brain and spinal cord. Now, that ain't good. Cobalt, they say, is a particular concern, but future studies are needed to confirm adverse clinical effects. So they don't know exactly what the culprit is, but they did a study on people who have had one or more joint implants. And that could, it's usually hips or knees, but now there are people with shoulder implants. The average age of these folks, 72 for these arthroplasty patients. And one-third of the implant group had more than one device. And what they found is that levels in the cerebrospinal fluid of cobalt were twice as high in patients as in controls. For chromium, slightly higher. Titanium, slightly higher. Niobium, a rare earth mineral, slightly higher, and zirconium, those rings that instead of diamonds, they're cubic zirconium. Well, they use zirconium in implants, almost twice as high. So the concern is that maybe these things have potential adverse effects on the brain. And we don't know enough yet about the potential downsides of foreign bodies inserted into humans, but future studies are needed to confirm the potential for adverse clinical outcomes, especially as these devices reside longer and longer in people. And, oh, by the way, one finding suggests that excessive wear or device failure could increase the risk for increased cerebrospinal fluid cobalt, because participants who reported pain in their implanted joint, which is a suggestion of joint malfunction or wear and tear, metal on metal, perhaps in a knee or a hip, they actually had a higher cobalt levels relative to controls. So, and this was not observed in patients who were pain-free. So interesting finding. And we need to learn more about the potential adverse effects. 877-726-8255. Remember, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. More phone calls coming up on today's Intelligent Medicine.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that Kyolic aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line in my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements supporting your body's natural detoxification, glutathione, methyl action, and calcium D-glucarate. This collection offers a powerful combination of targeted nutrients that used by cells for the proper detoxification of metabolic waste products. Plus, they support essential methylation, promoting neurological, cardiovascular, eye, and bone health, and glucuronidation, a natural process in which normal cells eliminate microscopic waste. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Saddle up, folks. Corey Meyer Real Estate presents the third annual Palisadro Frontier Day, Saturday, April 12th. Enjoy a full day of vendors, a trade show, a sizzling barbecue competition. Then, the action kicks up a notch with the Silver Bridge Rodeo Bulls and Bronx Bull Riding Event. Learn more about Frontier Day and purchase pre-sale tickets now at pcfrontierday.com. Special thanks to our sponsors, Advanced Auto, Dolker Backhoe, Country Strong Fitness, and Red Sky Asphalt.
Cloud. You can actually set it up to, you get home, you're attached to your Wi-Fi network, and then you let it go.
And then the Nikon Imaging Cloud can send your pics to your other cloud services and update your camera automatically.
Just like you would with your phone. And you always get updates from your phone saying, oh, once you plug me in tonight, we'll automatically update myself. Well, now, through the Nikon Imaging Cloud, you can go and do that as well.
More is at Nikon.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Elon's not cutting Medicare, just the billions in waste of it.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
As the left freaks out claiming Elon Musk is going to cut Medicare, remember during Obamacare when health insurers got double paid by Medicaid for hundreds of thousands of patients and our government didn't check?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. You know, an important part of our program is listener calls, and I really appreciate the fact that people are taking the time to call 877-726-8255 and share interesting and thought-provoking questions that I could tee off on that are of general interest. So jot this number down, 877-726-8255, and you'll have the opportunity to call in with a question about whatever medical or health conundrum you're facing, or if you have a comment, perhaps on something that we've said, or maybe you've had an experience with some of the things we recommend. We'd love to hear from you. All right, let's take one of those calls.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Again, thanks for everything that you do for us. And I have a question today. I did a blood work. It was just the regular blood work, so there was no symptoms. But the iron saturation came in low. It came in at 11. Just wanted to know your advice. How do I get that number higher? I guess the normal might be 15 or 16. Can you advise me on what really to eat and or drink to raise that iron saturation level higher? I really would appreciate it. Again, thanks for everything you do.
Okay, so, yeah, interesting question. So what is iron saturation? Iron saturation is a measure of the percentage of your iron binders that are saturated with iron. Iron has some carrier molecules that carry it around the body. And the percentage saturation, not just the overall iron number, but the percentage saturation reveals how full your iron tank is, so to speak. Because if your binders are fully saturated, you've got adequate amounts of iron. And if the percentage is a little less than optimal, you're a little low. Another useful indicator of your iron status is something called ferritin. And I like to see ferritins along with the iron percentage, because sometimes there are funny things happening in the body that make the iron percentage misleading. So ferritin, if it's also low, that's a pretty strong indicator that you need more iron. So what could be the causes of low iron? Well, it could be that you're not taking in enough iron. You may be on a plant-based diet. You may have reduced appetite. You may not be eating a lot of animal protein, which is the primary source of iron. The vegetable sources of iron, a lot of people say, well, eat spinach like Popeye and you'll get a lot of iron. But that iron is less bioavailable than what is called heme iron, which is sourced from animal protein. So the other cause could be a form of bleeding. You may be bleeding. And so if you had a very low iron, that would set off alarms for your doctor, and your doctor would want to do tests like colonoscopy to see if you have gastrointestinal bleeding. But your doctor's not alarmed because it is slightly low, and that's fairly common. And the best way to address that is by taking in more iron-rich foods. And this is precisely what I did. You know, I recalled a few moments ago, I don't want to dwell on it, but I had an accident in 2006. I broke my hip. And in the ensuing operation, I had lost about half my blood count. So a normal blood count for a male is, 40 to 45 roughly, 42 more optimally to 45. And my count had dropped to the 20s. And so I had roughly half the normal blood count. And the reason was blood loss. And so I started taking iron pills, but because I was on pain medication and because of, you know, lack of mobility, it was really hard to go to the bathroom. I mean, just full disclosure, I was very constipated from the medication, and I was constipated from the iron pills, which tend to be very constipating. So I stopped taking iron pills, and I said, I'm going to just start eating a lot of red meat. And I went to town on red meat. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, I made sure I had a portion of red meat, whether it be beef, lamb, pork, some form of red meat, some chicken, but preferably the dark meat chicken. And lo and behold, within about 3 or 4 months, my iron counts were back to normal, which is what a normal person can do when adequate iron gets made available. It takes about 3 to 4 months to repopulate your red blood cells once iron becomes available. So don't get a test in 3 or 4 weeks. Get a test in a few months to see what happens. But animal protein is the best way par excellence to restore your iron levels. And the supplements, supplements too can be beneficial. Some are a little hard on the stomach. The ones that are less hard in the stomach tend to be a little bit less potent and thus less effective in boosting your iron levels. But I'm a big fan of natural repletion of iron through diet and not necessarily vegan sources of iron because they're simply not as bioavailable. So there you have it. 877-726-8255, our number. And a reminder, reinvesting your wellness goals this spring with savings on supplements April 8th through 10th only. Where I'll be offering 10% off on all products in my online full script supplement dispensary. You can shop April 8th through 10th. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. And this item, according to studies, steroid users, higher risk for cardiovascular disease. After 11 years of follow-up, anabolic steroid users, these are gym rats who use testosterone and other comparable anabolic steroids, had a significantly higher risk of cardiovascular disease. So make sure your kids, your grandkids are not getting into that. Very common among young people, especially young men, using those dangerous anabolic steroids. You can trade a great physique for severe cardiovascular disease. Well, thanks very much for joining us. Have yourself a safe and healthy weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. House GOP leaders urging support for a Senate budget resolution. Here's Bernie Bennett.
House Republican leaders are urging their members to adopt the Senate's version of the budget resolution that will tee up President Trump's ambitious legislative agenda, arguing that the major differences between the chamber's instructions on spending reductions do not prevent fiscal hawks from achieving their goals of historic cuts. In a Dear Colleague letter sent to members on Saturday, Speaker Mike Johnson, Majority Leader Steve Scalise, Majority Whip Tom Emmer, and Conference Chair Lisa McClain are getting a head start of arguing in favor of the legislation as hardline conservatives publicly balk at the Senate product. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The flooding is worsening across parts of the South and Midwest. At least 18 people have died in the storms over the weekend, most of those in Tennessee. Forecasters warn the flooding could persist for several days as torrential rains linger over several states. And there are a number of states that are having their in tornado warnings and watches, rather, overnight. Also at townhall.com, more U.S. airstrikes in Yemen.
Houthi rebels in Yemen say suspected U.S. airstrikes overnight have killed 2 people in the Houthi stronghold Sada'a. Footage aired by the Houthi satellite news channel shows a strike collapsing what appears to have been a 2-story building. But a bombing video posted by President Donald Trump suggests that casualties may be higher than the rebels are acknowledging. The intense campaign of U.S. airstrikes are targeting the Houthis over their attacks on shipping in Mideast waters. I'm Donna Water.
Well, Ukraine is sending a delegation to Washington next week for talks on a new draft of a proposed mineral deal with the United States. Negotiations mark a renewed push to finalize an agreement that could establish a joint investment fund. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hear the term living better. What do you think about? More money, a bigger house, maybe a yacht? What about how you feel physically? How do you wake up each day? How do you sleep during the night? What activities you can and cannot do? When you feel good, life is good. So if pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally, developed by doctors. It doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or even eliminate pain. How do I know? Absolutely, am a customer. I take Relief Factor daily. No lower back pain for me anymore. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Give their 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than $1 a day. Just one phone call, 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor, relief wherever you're hurting, in 3 weeks or even days. Relief Factor can give you a chance to rediscover the true meaning of living better again. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF for the one and only Relief Factor.
Now, many people would admit this is just a tad bit controversial, maybe even weird, but it's designed to help those in need. Scientists have developed something that could help translate thoughts into real-time speech. Marcela Sanchez explains.
A new device could put a voice to the thoughts in our brain. Scientists say it would help those unable to speak. The device is in the experimental phase but has already proven successful. The new study described testing the device on a 47-year-old quadriplegic woman who had not spoken for 18 years after a stroke. Gopala Anumanchipalli, co-author of the study published in the Nature Neuroscience Journal, says the device translates thoughts into real-time spoken words. The device was surgically implanted into the woman's brain during the clinical trial. Researchers built a synthesizer that used a recording of her voice before her injury to create speech similar to hers. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Well, sending youngsters back to school next fall wearing new sneakers, jeans, and T-shirts likely to cost U.S. families quite a bit more than usual.
That warning comes from American industry groups. It follows President Trump putting high tariffs on Asian countries than make most of the clothing purchased in the U.S. Walmart, Gap Incorporated, and Nike are a few of the companies that get a majority of their clothing from China, Vietnam, Bangladesh, and other leading garment producers.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting from the nation's capital. 45 years have passed since a state last eliminated its income tax on salaries. Now, Mississippi and Kentucky on a path to do so if their economies keep growing. Both states seek to join the likes of income tax-free states like Florida, Tennessee, and Texas. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition-free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Move him to long-term care. We can no, and here's the quote, we can no longer meet the needs of your father. We can no longer meet the needs. That's it. And this family, they were not told of any transfer limitations. They thought everything was going to be wonderful, and it was for a short period of time. They were not educated by the free referral service about the potential for discharge or the limitations. Hey, they went cha-ching, and they made their $6,000-$7,000 kickback on that one. They love it. They love it. And it doesn't matter that you're there for 5 or 6 months. They'll come back, and they'll say, hey, we'll help you find another place. And then they'll rack up another another kickback. How about that? All right, I'm getting off track. I need to get back on track here. That'll be for another program. So, again, they were not told about this limitation. And, again, with Senior Care Consulting, this is not an issue because we discuss all of that up front. Most assisted living facilities or communities can provide a one-person transfer. In fact, all of them can. There is always a little bit of a gray area. There are some, and we're talking just very few, there are some assisted living communities that can accommodate a two-person transfer. And there are even some that are willing to use mechanical lifts to help transport or move, transfer a resident from point A to point B. But very, very few. So I'm talking some generalities here. Number two, just requiring too much care. So the staffing model in assisted living, it has some limitations. In the vast majority of assisted living communities. And the bottom line, if you need more care than they can offer, you are out, period. It's just very cut and dry. You're probably not told this in too much detail, if any, up front. But, again, that's why I'm reviewing all this. Number three, incontinence care is becoming more and more necessary. So most places could help out at least minimally with incontinence management and incontinence support. But if this becomes more and more of an issue, and if the resident, as the resident, would need more and more assistance from staff to help manage the incontinence support, at some point, most places are going to pull the trigger. They're going to give you the discharge letter, and they're going to say, we can no longer keep up with the incontinence management. You're going to need to move to long-term care to get that handled. All right, number four. Let's say if you need a low air loss mattress to prevent wound issues and skin breakdown issues. So if you are sedentary, maybe laying in bed a lot, it's pretty common to develop skin breakdown and pressure ulcers, and wound care would be needed on those pressure points, on your back, on your side. And remember, it's a social model. It's not a medical model. So if you need something like that, that clearly falls into the camp of the medical model. Number five. If your loved one needs, again, medical care, such as wound care, that's going to be managed by a registered nurse, and there's a lot that goes into wound care. Compression wraps for lymphedema and treating and managing cellulitis that might be come along with that. Requiring that mechanical lift in lieu of a two-person transfer, just to make sure that resident can be transferred from point A to point B using one of the Hoyer lifts and one of the sit-to-stand lifts, that sort of thing. tube feeding. I've not been able to find an assisted living community that can handle someone and provide all hands-on care for tube feeding. Urinary catheter care, that comes down to an RN again. That falls into that medical category. And, of course, IV therapy, that's pretty clearly in the medical category. All right, so again, if your loved one needs pretty specific medical care, that is probably going to get you a discharge from assisted living because it's just not the right fit at the assisted living level, period. Number six, if your loved one requires pain management, and that's more than they can handle, they can give your loved one, you know, Tylenol or, you know, stronger prescription medication to manage pain. But when we start getting into, you know, pain patches, pain injections, injecting the medication in certain areas, managing a pain, an implanted pain pump, that is going to cross the line in at most the vast majority of places. Number seven, it could be as simple as needing diabetic management with insulin injections. Now, all assisted living communities that I'm aware of, if the resident can competently manage, you know, measure their blood sugar, dial up a pin, give themselves their shot, or manage the oral medications, I mean, that's fine. That's fine. The problem comes in where if you need a nurse to give you the injection, that's a challenge. And most assisted living communities do not offer round-the-clock diabetic management that would have to be handled by at least an LPN. All right, and again, that's a function of staffing. So coming up next, I'm going to continue my list of the top 10 reasons you could receive an unwanted discharge from the assisted living level of care. But first, let's not forget about the Senior Care Live question of the week. All assisted living communities are private pay only. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com, SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat. Enjoy with lively Celtic and folk music, feast like royalty, and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Anderson. And Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Gold Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Okay, so the vast majority are. There are always a few exceptions. So, for example, you know, here in the Kansas City area, we straddle states of Kansas and Missouri. So on the Kansas side, there's actually a little bucket of money, a little category within the Medicaid program called HCBS, Home and Community-Based Services. And within that category, they will pay for some of the cost of your stay at the assisted living level of care. It's not enough, frankly. Okay. So in certain instances, in just literally a handful, a few assisted living communities on the Kansas side, in the KC metro area, this is just an example, they will work with you in the Medicaid program through the HCBS program. Okay. The vast majority are private pay only. But technically, that statement is false. How about that? All right. Back to the top 10 reasons you could receive an unwanted discharge from the assisted living level of care. I left off at number 7 regarding diabetic management with insulin injections. And again, if you're a resident living in assisted living and you can show that you can monitor your blood sugar properly, if you need insulin, you can dial up the pen to the right dose and go, boom, give yourself the jab. Insulin goes in. You're good to go. You're managing it properly. The problem is, or the challenge is, let's say if you have cognitive impairment, for example, or you have a physical limitation where you're just not able to do that, most places are not going to be able to do that for you as far as giving, you know, drawing up the insulin and giving you the injection. Now, as with all of these places and all of these, top 10 reasons, there are always a few exceptions. So I can think of just a handful of places off the top of my head, at least in our market here in the KC metro area. And I'm sure there are exceptions all around the country. But there are a few places that do have proper staffing, okay, 24-hour staffing with LPNs and maybe even RNs. And they can do that for you. Okay, I'm just saying the vast majority do not. And let's say you go in, you're able to take care of yourself with this, and then at some point you can't manage that, you can't do it on your own, and they don't have the staff to do it. And again, most places don't. You're going to get that letter, that discharge letter. We can no longer meet your needs. You're going to have to move somewhere else. All right, number eight, needing help eating food. So needing help feeding yourself, or maybe needing a very specialized diet, or needing a pureed or some other type of a specialized diet. Now, I'll say most assisted living communities are doing a lot better job of that today. About 10 years ago, I had a lady, and she comes up. She's wagging her finger at me. She goes, "You keep my dad out of a nursing home. I want him in assisted living." I'm like, "Okay, yes, ma'am." But the challenge is her dad, and God bless him, he had a stroke, and he was coming out of that stroke, but he was still requiring thickened liquids and a pureed diet and that sort of thing. But he was making some improvements. So I did my homework for her father and her and the rest of the family, of course, with my firm Senior Care Consulting, and I was able to identify an assisted living community who they were willing to meet his needs. And they knew that he was getting better, and at some point he may not need, again, thickened liquids. He had swallowing problems because of his stroke, so he was getting speech therapy to help out with that. And eventually he got back to where he was able to eat pretty much a normal diet, and he didn't need thickened liquids and all that stuff. But most places are not going to be able to do that. They're going to have some limitations that could trigger it. And now, this.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
Okay, understand that all assisted living communities care for residents with cognitive issues, cognitive impairment. So if you contact one, they're going to say, well, we offer memory care. And what they may mean by that is, oh, yeah, we have residents here with dementia. Yeah, and they're doing fine. And they may say that even if they don't have a segregated or separate memory care neighborhood or memory care unit within the building. So, again, all of them care for cognitively impaired residents. All of them do. However, if the memory issues exceed their limits, you will be asked to move. So as an example, your loved one is doing well at the assisted living community. Everything's going great. And then you'll see a cognitive decline and due to dementia, Alzheimer's, or maybe one of the other types of dementia. And all of a sudden, your loved one is beginning to wander about. They're just walking around checking stuff out. And now, all of a sudden, they are considered an elopement risk or a flight risk, meaning they could wander out of the building just wanting to check something out. It could be 0 degrees. It could be 100 degrees, right? And it could be a lot of traffic, and they could unintentionally put themselves in harm's way. So now your loved one is considered now an elopement risk, or, if you will, a flight risk. Now, most assisted living communities have what's called a wander guard system. There are other names for these things as well. Essentially, you put a little wristband on, a little watch kind of a thing. And if you get too close to an exit, there's a little box up there that talks to the watch, and it turns on, it'll activate an alarm. And then they'll redirect you away from the door, and everything's fine. Okay, it's a great tool to prevent your loved one from leaving the building unattended, and again, unintentionally placing themselves in harm's way. However, If your loved one is setting off that alarm 10 times a day, okay, and if they don't have a memory care unit or neighborhood within that building, you will receive a discharge notice.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert, brought to you by Senior Care Live.
So, don't be fooled. There's a lot more that you need to know about that. And coming up next, I'm going to tell you exactly how to handle that. So do not go away. And again, today we're reviewing the top 10 reasons that you could receive an unwanted discharge letter from the assisted living level of care.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you're in business, then you need a trusted source for how to grow, make more profit, and have more time and freedom. Chris Guerrero is an entrepreneur, investor, and best-selling author. His podcast takes you behind the scenes and shows you what it takes to be successful in today's freakishly hectic, highly congested, and overly hyped world of business. Subscribe now on YouTube and Instagram or wherever you listen to podcasts and plug into today's top business tips for free. Follow Chris Guerrero on Apple, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right. So number nine regarding, oh, yeah, we offer memory care for any assisted living communities. They all care for residents with at least mild cognitive impairment. But if some of these issues related to your cognitive impairment, come to a point that they cannot manage, then you're going to get that letter. Now, if the assisted living community has a memory care neighborhood, which is a separate special part of the building, they've got codes on the doors, there's more staffing, there's a lot to it, okay? If they have that available, your loved one can be transferred to that area of the building. They're just moving over to memory care. It's within the building. And that'll usually take care of the issue and meet your needs. Right? So, but if they don't, then that's what's going to happen. That's why I wanted to throw a consumer alert on that and wrap it up in that, because that's a big deal. And, again, with my firm Senior Care Consulting, I have received maybe a bazillion calls from families saying, they said they can meet the needs of my mom, and they knew that she had, kind of some mild dementia issues, and they said they offer memory care. They said they could meet her needs for life, and they're an Asian place community. She'll never have to move, and here we are getting a discharge. Did they lie to me? They're really mad. And I'm like, I don't know. I wasn't there. I didn't hear everything that was said, but I always put that squarely into the category or the camp of overpromise, underdeliver. And unfortunately, a lot of times salespeople will do that. They'll make the sale 6 months later, you're asked to leave, and that's what happens. All right, so I just see it way too often. And again, I am not anti-assisted living. I could just hear it now. Well, that Steve just doesn't like assisted living, and that's really upsetting. No, that's not true. I mean, a large percentage of senior care consulting clients require the assisted living level of care. We just help them get it right the first time and not have any of these unwanted surprises. Period. That's it. Full stop. Okay, number 10. If you run out of money from the and you're living in an assisted living community, you run out of money, you're going to get discharged. Period. Like I said earlier, most assisted living communities, that was our question of the week, the vast majority of them are private pay only. And, even if you've lived there for years, the second you run out of money, unless they're one of the very, very few that are willing to work with the Medicaid program, and they are very few and far between. Okay, unless they're doing that, okay, the vast majority of everyone else, you are getting a discharge, period. And again, end of sentence, full stop on that one too. So one of my first clients, long, long, long time ago, a young lady in her 30s. She called me. I was referred by my attorney, and she said, Steve will take care of you. He'll make sure that you get it right. And she was weeping, literally just sobbing. And I'm like, okay, tell me what's going on. Let me see if I can help out here. And the long and the short of it was she was responsible for her grandmother. She called her, referred to her as Grams. I'll never forget this. And she said that they found a great place for Grams. It's assisted living, specializing in memory care. The whole community was memory care. So it was great. And she said they've done a wonderful job over the past, you know, several years. And she loves them, the staff loves her. It's just been wonderful. And then recently I get this letter given a 30-day discharge. They're kicking her out. And she's like, oh, no, oh, my gosh, what happened? She calls them up. She said, did I do something to upset you or did Grams do anything? Why are you kicking us out? We've been here for years. And they said, oh, no, you haven't done anything wrong and Grams hasn't done anything wrong. Oh, we love her, but you're out of money and we don't take Medicaid. You have no way to pay for this, so you're going to have to move to a community that will work with the Medicaid program. Your Grams, she's out of money, and so she's going to have to move. So after she kind of collected herself, she told me that whole story. Then she got mad. She was going through all the range of emotions. And she shared with me that her grandmother had spent about $350,000 with them over a long period of time. She had no clue that this place would kick them out if she ran out of money. She made the assumption, and never make assumptions, but she made the assumption that they would just bill Medicaid. So she didn't ask, and they didn't tell. And that was the result. So you just have to be aware of these things. I'm going to give you a few bonus reasons of why you might receive an unwanted discharge from assisted living. So number 11, we're speeding past number 10 here, right? So number 11, this is a really big one. If your loved one is falling too much, so all of a sudden they're becoming a liability for the community, because if she falls and breaks a hip, then they could be investigated by the state. Well, did you put your fall prevention measures in place and you didn't do enough? And so now you get a G level deficiency, which means actual harm came to a resident because of something they're not doing. It's a big liability for them. So if your loved one is beginning to fall too much, that you're getting a quick ticket out of there. And let me just throw this. I'll talk about this on another program. You will thank me later for this one. Do not, and I mean not, ever sign something called a negotiated risk agreement. And what that is, it's an agreement that says if your mom, if your dad, if your loved one has a fall and they injure themselves, we are not liable for that. You just took us off the hook. If they fall and they break their neck, not on us. Because you agreed that we're not responsible for it. That's the negotiated risk agreement. Don't ever sign that. Because don't do it, okay? I can't go into all that stuff today. Just don't sign it. What that is screaming out, what that is saying very loudly is you're in the wrong place, you're in the wrong level of care. You need to go to a place that can with a higher level of care, more staffing, and they're able to manage that fall risk and mitigate the number of falls properly. Okay, I'm going to get off that. I could talk about that for the next 30 minutes, I think. So, number 12. This one's pretty big. If your loved one has any negative behaviors, and I'm putting my air quotes up, behaviors, they will be discharged, and they should be discharged. Okay. It could be just too much wandering around, wandering in and out of other resident rooms, exit seeking, and they're just not able to manage that. They don't have, like I said, they don't have that memory care unit available. It could be using foul language or this one happens all the time, and God bless them, they don't know what they're saying. That someone with Alzheimer's or dementia could be using inappropriate language with the opposite sex. You just can't have that. It's not fair to the people receiving that inappropriate language. It could be inappropriate sexual advances. And believe me, this stuff happens all the time in these senior care communities. And then taking it even to a higher level, it could be aggressive or combative behavior, and that's always a part it's not always a part, but if that happens, that's going to be someone with Alzheimer's or dementia, or maybe frontal temporal lobe dementia, Lewy bodies. We won't go into all that stuff either. I'll get a doctor on the program sometime. Maybe we'll get Dr. Burns on here to talk about that one of these days. But that aggressive, combative behavior, that's you can't have it. That's an immediate, instant discharge. Any psychotic issues, seeing things, hallucinating, talking to people who are not there is just very, very disruptive. So, and again, God bless these people. They don't know what they're doing. But any of these negative behaviors, that's definitely going to get a discharge. That'll get an immediate discharge from the assisted living level of care. And coming up next, I'll explain to you and share with you what you can do to avoid an unwanted discharge from assisted living.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families, and I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
Hi, I'm prosthodontist Alfonso Pinheiro with good news in the world of dental health. ClearChoice Dental Implant Center is introducing a lifetime warranty on its full-arch zirconia prosthesis, which provides lasting solutions for missing or failing teeth. ClearChoice is a national leader in fixed full-arch restorations, trusted by more than 200,000 patients. Its industry-leading warranty covers the replacement of the zirconia prosthesis in the rare event of a covered fracture or crack. The lifetime warranty reinforces ClearChoice's commitment to durability and patient satisfaction. The Clear Choice Lifetime Warranty on fixed large zirconia restorations gives patients peace of mind and long-term confidence in their smile. I'm Dr. Alfonso Pinheiro. Visit clearchoice.com for more information.
Warranty applies to cracks or breaks in zirconia arches, but not issues with implant integration or ordinary wear. Void if patient fails to follow clinical instructions, receives treatment outside the Clear Choice network, or is dismissed as a patient. Available in participating Clear Choice locations for new patients.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community.
In Phoenix, a new VA mobile medical unit is bringing health care to homeless veterans across the valley that is providing incredible results. The new state-of-the-art unit, launched 6 months ago, has provided care to over 400 veterans this year. Staff focuses on assisting veterans with medical care, mental health support, vaccinations, and more. The program has reduced ER visits, prevented hospital readmissions, and ensured that those who have served our country receive the proper care they need and deserve. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
Amazing power, battery life, and a lightweight design. It's the LG Gram, and it's perfect for entrepreneurs and others who run a small business. It also comes with LG Glance, AI software with some super cool features. Tech journalist Tess Barkley fills us in.
I work from home, and I'd love to get out of the house and go to coffee shops, but I'm always worried about my privacy when I'm in public. So the LG Glance by Mirametrix has me covered because they have the privacy alert, which alerts me when someone is watching my screen, and the privacy guard blurs the screen as a result, which I think is so cool. My other favorite feature, just one more, is that it keeps my health and wellness top of mind when I'm putting in long hours. And so the LG Glance is making sure I'm taking breaks with the 20-20-20 feature, which reminds you to rest your eyes and take breaks every 20 minutes by looking 20 feet away for 20 seconds.
More on the LG Gram is at LG.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so I went through the top 10, gave you a couple of bonus reasons that you may receive an unwanted discharge from assisted living. So the question is, well, Steve, how do you avoid that? What can you do to extend or maximize your stay at your chosen assisted living community? So I'll just give you, maybe about four solid points here. Ask the right questions about their limitations. Maybe before that, just understand there are limitations. If you hear someone say, we're an age-in-place community and your mom will never have to leave, we've got you. Okay? That's, they hope that will be the case, and they really want that to happen, but here is the absolute truth. Every single place, every one of them, has a threshold. If your care exceeds that threshold, their maximum of what they can offer, you will be discharged. So just understand there are limitations. There's a threshold. Ask the right questions about their limitations. And then just understand very thoroughly what you're getting into and how much care they can actually provide. And if your loved one has Alzheimer's or dementia and they're doing fine, well, Steve, they're not in elopement risk. They'll be fine. Okay, well, as they decline, they're not an elopement risk until they are an elopement risk. There's no warning. All of a sudden, we found your dad walking a half mile down the street. He's lucky he didn't get hit by a car. The police stopped by and asked him if he needed help, and they brought him back here. Okay, so the community's in trouble. Your dad got lucky. You're mad. Just understand what you're getting into. Ask the right questions about their limitation. Number two. If your loved one has memory-related issues, again, make sure you choose a place that provides memory care. And what that means is, oh, we care for people with dementia. No. They provide memory care, which is a separate part within the building. It's a memory care neighborhood within the building. if that increase or that special type of care is needed in the future. If they don't have a memory care unit, a memory care neighborhood, whatever they call it, okay, then you are taking that risk. So just don't do that. Avoid it altogether. If your loved one has memory issues, choose an assisted living community that has a memory care neighborhood. And then that's going to give you that option if and when that would be needed in the future. Number three. Here's, if you want to avoid a discharge that would force you to move or basically, you know, make you move from assisted living to long-term care, this will fix it up right away. Choose an assisted living community that's connected to a long-term care level of care. So choose a community that has both. So that if your loved one and if their needs or their care rises to the level of that threshold and exceeds the threshold, all they have to do, they can easily transition down the hall to long-term care. That's easy peasy. That's simple. That takes care of all of it. Now, you're going to have a lot fewer places to choose from. So maybe that's not the ultimate answer, but I'm telling you, that'll take care of it. That'll take care of it. Choose an assisted living community that is connected to long-term care. Easy transition. Yep, go down the hall to your long-term care. If it's a campus style of an arrangement, could be across the lawn or maybe, you know, a block down the road if they have a large campus. If they offer long-term care, there's your outlet. You don't have to, you may not even have to change your address. You're still working with the same organization. And they could easily make that transition for you. All right, last but not least, understand the finances of it all. And just do the math. I do this with every one of our clients. And some of these calculations get a little bit complex, especially when you're dealing with more than one person and in a continuing care retirement community. So I've made spreadsheets and worked through that to help my clients understand the financing of it all. So do the math, calculate how long your loved one can afford to pay privately. Then ask yourself this question. Are you willing to move them again one more time at the moment they run out of money? Are you willing to move one more time? If the answer is no, I don't want to move them one more time, then you need to choose a place, an assisted living community that's connected to long-term care, and make sure the long-term care part of that community is Medicaid certified. That'll take care of it. If all of this sounds a little bit overwhelming and complex, if you need help with that, as always, I would invite you to reach out to my firm, Senior Care Consulting. We don't let you make a mistake. We already understand all of the potential pitfalls and traps, the potential reason for discharge. We discuss all of that with you so that you're not going to get some unexpected or unwanted discharge letter. We just don't let you make that mistake. Again, Senior Care Consulting, online, seniorcareconsulting.com. You could also give us a call at 913-945-2800. That's 913-945-2800. Give us a call. We can help. And I'll tell you what, this last week, my message of, talking about the free referral services, you get what you pay for, et cetera, et cetera. I'm having more and more people call me up and they'll say, Steve, before we get into our discussion, let me ask you a question. Do you receive a commission or kickback from the places that you're going to recommend to us? A guy asked me that like this last week, and I said, no, sir. I work for you, directly for you. I don't receive a penny from any of the communities. This is as objective and as credible as it can be. We offer a placement service with integrity. And he said, good, I agree with that. Now we can continue our conversation. So the message is really getting a lot of traction, and I'm proud of you for not taking that bait of free. My friend and our special producer here, Sean Floyd, we were talking about that before the show today, and we were talking about the word free is a very powerful word, isn't it, Sean?
It is. It's one of the most powerful and enticing words you can fall for, but if something is free, you're still going to have to pay for it in the end.
Yeah, somehow, some way.
Yes.
So, and on a sad note, gosh, I usually try to end on a positive note, and it is positive. It is positive. But Sean Floyd, our producer extraordinaire, I'm telling you, you don't understand. But he makes me sound way better than I actually do. But Sean has a phenomenal career opportunity, and Sean will be leaving us, and this is our last program together.
Yes, it was a decision that was a difficult one, but it was an opportunity that I just simply could not pass up, and I'm really looking forward to it. But this is certainly not goodbye for Steve and I.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is just a I'll talk to you later type of scenario. But I've enjoyed every single moment that I've been able to produce this show. So thank you very much.
All right, and thank you. I will miss you. But, again, it's not goodbye. It's, hey, we'll chat next week about football and
drums and all
the above.
Exactly right.
All right, and, Sean, good luck to you, my
friend. Thank you so much.
All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump plans to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Monday in what would be their second White House sit-down since the president's return to office. Former Israeli military officer Michael Oren was asked by Salem Radio Network if he believes President Trump is prepared to move against Iran if they continue their nuclear development effort.
I do. And that seems to be the message coming out of Washington. And so is the hope coming out of Israel. But Iran, they're smart. And they're great negotiators. They're great market negotiators. And they will publicly say, oh, we won't negotiate under pressure. But privately, they'll get back to the president and say, okay, we're willing to sit down and cut a deal.
U.S. airstrikes kill at least two people in a stronghold of Yemen's Houthi rebels. Nine other Houthis were wounded. The intense campaign of airstrikes in Yemen under President Trump has reportedly killed at least 69 people. The left's efforts to disparage the president and the media isn't working, as a new poll shows.
The results come from the Daily Mail surveying over 1,000 registered voters between March 31st and April 3rd, including the day after President Trump's Liberation Day announcement. The poll finds President Trump's approval at 53%, up 4% from the week prior. This includes a remarkable 13% jump in the age group of 18 to 29, a 17% increase among black voters, and yes, even a 6% increase in favorability among Democrats and independents. As for the tariffs themselves, most remain unsure, but along three different lines, there's an overall 1 to 2% edge of approval over disapproval for President Trump's moves. George Williams reporting.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick said the new global tariffs put in place were to address a national security issue. He said it's a major problem when things like medicine are made in China, highlighted during the COVID pandemic. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
A childhood actor has died.
Jay North, the actor known for his role as Dennis Mitchell in the classic Dennis the Menace, has died after reportedly battling cancer. In the role of a little imp who drove neighbor Mr. Wilson crazy, he took great delight creating trouble of all kinds in every episode. And in the first year of the show, in 59, He was paid $500 per episode. As a young man, North later served in the Navy and spent much of his life as a corrections officer. Jay North was 73. Jason Walker reporting.
A Louisiana jury is ordering Chevron to pay $745 million due to coastal damage. The ruling follows a lawsuit filed in Plaquemines Parish to help restore wetlands. It argued that Texaco, which was purchased by Chevron, violated state laws, failing to comply for coastal permits. News and analysis at townhall.com. Political analyst Matthew Continetti is reminding Americans that the very same so-called experts criticizing President Trump's trade policies today refused to allow questions about Joe Biden's mental health during the previous administration.
I have to say that the way in which the media covered up for Biden does make me raise an eyebrow when I hear the uniform chorus of experts say that Trump's policy on trade is going to end in utter disaster.
Continetti cautions against blindly believing the flood of negative news reports about President Trump's trade policies.
This group of experts are wrong. They're almost always wrong. And so one lesson I take away from the Biden experience is we really have to look at what the Beltway class says with a huge dollop of salt.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay Warhawk Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by A.J. Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Well, they're not that helpful. And so it would be really cool if we can develop a way to assess people at home in a low-cost way with a home screening test for early detection of cognitive impairment. So here's an article about a new brain health test that purports to provide early prediction of the risk for cognitive impairment and dementia. Does it pass the smell test? Well, indeed, it is a smell test. Headline, the Aroma Brain Health Test is a remote olfactory assessment to screen for cognitive impairment. And I underline remote, which means it can be administered at home. You don't need a health professional to administer it. You don't have to go to a specialized clinic for it. They did a study, these folks who developed something called the Digital Remote Aroma Brain Health Test. It's an at-home odor identification, discrimination, memory, and intensity assessment. And it's based on the idea, and there's a lot of research behind it, that the olfactory nerve is something that connects directly to the brain. From the nose to the brain, there's a straight path. And early reduction in the olfactory sense can presage dementia and Alzheimer's disease. It's actually been pretty well established that the cognitive processing of odor endpoint, they say, and I'm quoting, may be compromised at early stages of the disease. And there are a lot of studies on that. They have found worse performance on olfactory test associated with smaller hippocampal volume in older adults. That's the memory center of the brain. And in patients with impairment on the Alzheimer's disease clinical continuum. It's a continuum from mild to moderate to severe cognitive impairment. Smell identification is related to memory in older adults. And smell identification scores have been shown to help predict cognitive decline in cognitively unimpaired older adults. And that's the key, because you want to catch it early, because most of the studies that show that these medications work only work when administered early. So you don't want to wait till people are severely cognitive declined, because the medications won't work. So in this study, what they found was they found that this test administered at home could actually predict cognitive decline. They looked at three groups. People who had subjective cognitive decline, SCC stands for subjective cognitive complaints, people who were cognitively normal, and people who were actually diagnosed with cognitive impairment. And they had them smell things. It was a test which is based on something called the Pennsylvania Smell Identification Test, using sniffing sticks, that's trademarked, that provide signs of one odor or another, a signature of a particular aroma. So they developed a battery of olfactory tests. This battery includes an odor percept identification test where participants smell an odor, answer a question, and then try to name the odor. They also have odor memory tests where participants distinguish between new odors and those presented earlier. And then there was what's called an odor discrimination test where participants identify pairs of smells as either the same or different. Yeah, it's, I guess, a little like a hearing test or a little bit like a vision test where the doctor, you know, you go to the eye doctor and they flip around things to see what correction makes your eyes work better. So this test actually was pretty darn successful at helping to discriminate people who were normal versus people who had subjective cognitive complaints, who actually weren't probably destined to develop dementia or Alzheimer's, versus people who were actually diagnosed with mild cognitive impairment. So indeed, you could say that this new low-cost home screening test for early detection of cognitive impairment did indeed pass the smell test. And what's next? Well, maybe that's going to be a way that we can have early prediction at low cost at home without need to go to a clinic or undergo an MRI to help screen people better who are at risk for cognitive decline. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? Anti-Factor Lipids is the breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. Anti-Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, primary cause of biological aging. Anti-Factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by more than 40%, and it's even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions like chronic fatigue and those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been using NT-Factor for years, and now for a limited time, take advantage of the NT-Factor Essentials Bundle. Get 20% off either size of NT-Factor Lipids powder and get a 30-count bottle of patented energy with NT-Factor free. Patented energy contains the same lipid blend in a pleasant, convenient, chewable berry wafer that's portable. Just go to NT-Factor.com. That's NT-Factor.com for the NT-Factor Essentials Bundle. Aging doesn't have to mean slowing down if you give your body the right support. Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. As we age, our cells build up damage and their ability to create energy drops. MitoPure fights back against the forces of time, restoring your energy at the source. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure is a game changer. To order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat. Enjoy with lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Henderson. And Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Henderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Huzzah!
Get ready to lasso your chance at free tickets to the
Red Bluff Roundup.
Tune in to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Monday through Friday between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach during the Free Fire Radio Show for your chance to qualify to win a pair of tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup. When you hear that iconic cattle clip,
hit 'em up, hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in rawhide.
Call 530-605-4567. That's 530-605-4567 for your chance to qualify for our drawing coming up on April 11th at 8:10 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. So don't miss out on your chance to qualify to win a pair of tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup, courtesy of the Red Bluff Roundup, My Umbrella Marketing, and your friends here at KCNR.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Podcast.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. We got lots to talk about this weekend, and we're on the subject of cognitive decline. And yes, there are these breakthrough medications that purport to slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease. They're super expensive. They can cause severe side effects, brain swelling and brain bleeding, and they require monitoring at frequent intervals with MRIs, rendering them even more expensive. And so our attention should turn towards more natural ways of slowing or preventing cognitive decline. Pending the development of some moonshot medication that cures Alzheimer's, well, that may be a way off. This study from China, Social Activities and Cognitive Functioning Across Mid and Late Life. The prospect here is that social engagement is positively associated with cognitive health. Having friends and family members around you, loneliness, the new smoking makes people more prone to brain decline. And this study, they say, investigates the association between social activities and cognitive functioning among middle-aged and older Chinese individuals. By the way, China is a population with the highest number of dementia cases in the world. Wow, didn't know that. But, yeah, one of the biggest populations in the world and a lot of older individuals, and so high number of older Chinese suffering from dementia. And what they found is that midlife social engagement has a lasting association with cognitive health in later life. Okay? So what if you don't have a lot of social connections in midlife? Well, the study answered that question and suggests that it's never too late to establish those social connections that could stave off cognitive decline. Individuals who didn't have a lot of social connections in midlife, but established them in later life, in their senior years, had improvements in their cognitive scores. And so the study says this highlights the potential for modification and improvement during this later life period for aging Chinese. Okay? And often, less than applicable here. And, you know, say there are many forms of wealth. You know, there's material wealth, but there's also social wealth. And social wealth is something that people should cultivate, especially in midlife, a collection of friends, associates, families, people with whom you're engaged that can help to stave off cognitive decline. Well, on the subject of aging, let me tell you about one of my favorite supplements, something that I discovered recently. Aging doesn't have to mean slowing down if you give your body the right support. Meet MitoPure. It's the revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline, a company that makes MitoPure. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. And as we age, our cells build up damage and their ability to create energy drops. MitoPure fights back against the forces of time, restoring your energy at the source. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago, and as someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed this big boost in my workouts since I started taking it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically, not to mention mental acuity. That's important, too. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure is a game changer. To order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure. All right. Now, you might think, when we talk about social engagement, you might think marriage is the solution, right? You know, having a spouse, being in a relationship, could stave off cognitive decline. Headline. Surprising findings from new research about dementia and marriage. U.S. study could challenge the belief that marriage protects against cognitive decline. The key takeaways are that unmarried people in a U.S. study had a lower risk of dementia than married people. The study followed 24,000 older adults through the National Alzheimer's Coordinating Center. Findings were similar for men and women. It turns out that unmarried people had a lower risk of dementia than those who were married. And they followed these people for 18 years, and they looked at their marital status. And what they found is that of the four marital status groups, unmarried folks had the lowest risk of cognitive decline. So it's unclear why marriage would increase the risk of dementia, but I guess you could ask the average married person and you might get some interesting answers. Okay. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. That's 800-542-9830.
Invest in your wellness goals this spring with savings on supplements. April 8th through 10th only, I'll be offering 10% off all products in my online full script supplement dispensary. April 8th through 10th, 3 days only, get 10% off and free shipping on my entire inventory of top supplements at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock one of the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. It's the safest and most convenient way to purchase my curated supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping and optional refill reminders via text or email. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. It's safe, secure, and includes world-class customer service. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for 10% off and free shipping for 3 days only, April 8th through 10th. That's drhoffmanstore.com, drhoffmanstore.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
To learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
How have you changed since middle school?
I feel like back in middle school, I never really thought of talking to people who have like jobs or just really anything about the future in general. But like now that I'm in high school, I'm starting to talk to people from real world leaders. I feel like from this, I can learn advice from people with like years of experience.
What made you decide to do this?
Honestly, I had no idea. I still have no idea what I want to be in the future. And I was hoping from this experience that I could like sort of narrow things down, but I also learned about people's personal lives and like, different aspects. It's not just all about college.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Hi, I'm prosthodontist Alfonso Pinheiro with good news in the world of dental health. ClearChoice Dental Implant Center is introducing a lifetime warranty on its full-arch zirconia prosthesis, which provide lasting solutions for missing or failing teeth. ClearChoice is a national leader in fixed full-arch restorations, trusted by more than 200,000 patients. Its industry-leading warranty covers the replacement of the zirconia prosthesis in the rare event of a covered fracture or crack. The lifetime warranty reinforces ClearChoice's commitment to durability and patient satisfaction. The ClearChoice lifetime warranty on fixed full-arch zirconia restorations gives patients peace of mind and long-term confidence in their smile. I'm Dr. Alfonso Pinheiro. Visit clearchoice.com for more information.
Warranty applies to cracks or breaks in zirconia arches, but not issues with implant integration or ordinary wear. Void if patient fails to follow clinical instructions, receives treatment outside the ClearChoice network, or is dismissed as a patient. Available in participating ClearChoice locations for new patients.
regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's springtime, and let me remind you that you've got an opportunity to reinvest in your wellness goals this spring with savings on supplements, April 8th through 10th only. I'll be offering 10% off all products in my online full-script supplement dispensary. April 8th through 10th, 3 days only, get 10% off and free shipping on my entire inventory of top supplements at drhoffmanstore.com, where we stock only the highest quality supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping and optional refill reminders via text or email. That's drhoffmanstore.com, drhoffmanstore.com, for 10% off and free shipping for 3 days only, April 8th through 10th. All right, when there's a debate about dairy products, and if you look at recommendations from the American Heart Association and from major universities, they continue to recommend substituting low-fat dairy for full-fat dairy. They say use vegetable oil instead of butter. They say use low-fat or skim milk. And recently that issue was front and center in a Senate Agricultural Committee hearing held on April 1st of this year. Senate gives forum for school whole milk supporters. And, of course, these are senators from big agricultural states, dairy states. Senators gave a friendly hearing Tuesdays to supporters of whole milk in schools. And one of my alma mater professors shared his opinion that milk was not detrimental for cardiovascular risk, even in the whole milk form. Dr. Keith Ayub, a professor emeritus of pediatrics at Albert Einstein College of Medicine, said dairy saturated fat does not seem to have the negative effects of other saturated fats. And in fact, there is evidence that that is the case. So they want to put whole milk back into schools. And here's an item from, I think it's from the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. It's a summary of a panel which took place last year in Amsterdam, Saturated Fat in Dairy and Cardiovascular Diseases. They looked at a bunch of studies, and they say that the most recent evidence indicates that overall consumption of milk, yogurt, and cheese, irrespective of fat content, is neutrally associated with cardiovascular risk. It's neither preventive nor is it harmful. There is also, they say, no evidence yet from randomized controlled trials that consumption of regular fat, milk, yogurt, and cheese has different effects on a broad array of cardiovascular risk factors when compared with consumption of low-fat milk, yogurt, and cheese. And the problem with low-fat yogurt is that it is often flavored and full of sugar. So no fat, but it's a Trojan horse for lots of sugar. They say, thus, the body of evidence does not support differentiation between regular fat and low-fat dairy foods and dietary guidelines for both adults and children. Strategies focusing primarily on reduction of energy-dense, nutrient-poor foods, which are laden with saturated fats. That may be the problem with saturated fats, because they're, you know, what jazzes up a lot of processed foods in Western diets. Rather than on the fat content of dairy foods, they say, are more likely to benefit the population's cardiovascular health. So let's get with the program and restore full-fat milk. And you know, all these milk substitutes, you know, almond milk and oat milk, as if this were preferable. Milk delivers so much in the way of healthy nutrition, and low-fat milk just doesn't cut it, flavor-wise and nutrition-wise. 877-726-8255, our number. In a moment, we're going to take a deep dive on cardiovascular prevention with an innovative new supplement that is a one-stop shop for your cardiovascular health. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. If you need a little peace and calm, Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection. It's a sobering fact that heart disease is still one of the leading causes of illness and death in the country. I've preached for decades that taking care of your heart is crucial. That's why I was pleased to discover BreakCore Nutrition's Vitality, a premium heart health supplement containing a powerful blend of science-backed patented ingredients and natural extracts, each chosen for their superior cardiovascular benefits. Patented Mega Natural BP Grapeseed Extract, MetaQ10 Vitamin K2, and Microactive CoQ10, plus nature's natural heart healers, olive leaf extract, hawthorn berry, bilberry, and resveratrol. These ingredients in a single serving a day will not only help support heart health, but will also increase stamina, endurance, energy, and blood flow. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. There you'll find out how to get up to 50% off and free shipping. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Vitality.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Running a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Elon's not cutting Medicare, just the billions in waste of it.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
As the left freaks out claiming Elon Musk is going to cut Medicare, remember during Obamacare when health insurers got double paid by Medicaid for hundreds of thousands of patients and our government didn't check?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We're going to talk about cardiovascular prevention with a unique supplement that's kind of a one-stop shop for all the nutrients that you need to address risk factors for cardiovascular disease. With us today is one of America's foremost integrative cardiologists. He's Dr. Joel Kahn from Detroit, Michigan. He's a practicing cardiologist and clinical professor of medicine at Wayne State University School of Medicine. And he is very prominent on social media, getting the word out about cardiovascular prevention. He founded the Kahn Center for Cardiac Longevity in Michigan. Author of several books, including Your Whole Heart Solution and Lipoprotein A, The Heart's Silent Killer. He's made regular appearances on shows like Dr. Phil, Dr. Oz, and the Joe Rogan Experience, and he has a high profile on social media. So, welcome, Dr. Kahn.
Thanks,
Joel,
Doc.
I'll refer to you as Joel because we're colleagues. Frame the issue for us. Heart disease, America's number one killer, right?
Yeah, I thank you so much, and it's an absolute honor to be on your show with all this, you know, longevity. You obviously got a very important message. You know, I call heart disease the orphan disease, which is so strange because everybody knows more people die of heart disease than any other disease. One out of every four of us, men and women, every 36 seconds, somebody dies in the United States of heart disease, and 20% of them are under 65 years old. So this isn't just grandma, grandpa at the end of their life kind of problem. I just want to give you one more statistic because I lecture a lot. Like, wake up to heart disease. I give that on national, you know, medical conferences. I call it a war on heart attacks. Since 1775 in American battles, 666,000 soldiers have died in combat. Tragically, 666,000. Every year in the United States, over 900,000 people die of heart disease every year.
Wow, so we should have like a memorial disease for people who die of heart disease. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, we do. We need a war on heart disease, and the supplement that we're going to talk about that gives us a broad spectrum to kind of support so many features that lead people to get clogged arteries. No, it won't overcome smoking. If you're smoking, please quit right now. But otherwise, the supplement really supports, you know, the important platforms of cardiovascular health. And, you know, we just got to wake people up that you got to do something. So maybe today is a good day to start vitality and do something.
Indeed. So it's not just about one thing. And this is what I emphasize to my listeners, is that we need an all-of-the-above approach. We need a lifestyle approach. Sometimes medications are appropriate, but obviously, you know, of the hundreds of thousands of people who die of cardiovascular disease, a high proportion are on medications. So there are certain key supplements that can help reduce risk. So take us through some of the nutrients that are backed by science.
Oh, I'd love to, because I do exactly what you said. I teach my patients. I'm in the clinic today with patients from all over the Midwest, and we teach, you know, lifestyle, proper diet, proper exercise, quit smoking, limit alcohol, good sleep, manage stress, and those are not jokes. Those are obviously very important. We use prescription drugs when needed, but we love supplements here, very, very carefully selected for quality. So in Vitality by Bright Core Nutrition, a wonderful company, new to me, really, in the last year or so, but I've totally fallen in love with this family-owned.
Yeah, parenthetically, I really like their collagen product. That's how I was introduced to them. And, you know, their Revive product is something that I use every day. I throw it into my shakes. But now
I know
they,
I'm not supposed to do it here, but I've got to give a shout-out to their Kimchi One, a kind of gut health support. But let's talk about Vitality.
Sure. Well,
you know, without doubt, if you said, Dr. Khan, cardiologist, professor, what supplement has the most science to support good heart health, good artery health? You'd shout out coenzyme Q10, usually abbreviated CoQ10 in the medical world. You walk in big box stores, you walk in a pharmacy, you're going to see CoQ10. From age 40 on, our bodies stop making it. And if you're on a statin prescription drug like Lipitor and Crestor, which 40 million Americans are, you shut down your ability to make CoQ10. And CoQ10 is a good guy. It gives you energy. It's an antioxidant. It's great if you got support some migraines or skip beat palpitations. But Brightcore Nutrition puts a good amount of CoQ10 in the three capsules of Vitality you take a day for cardiovascular support. But they went to one of the best providers, and it's a crystalline CoQ10 that gets absorbed. It's called microactive CoQ10. You know, if you take a vitamin and it doesn't get into your bloodstream, it's a capsule with no purpose. You got to get it in the bloodstream so it can get to the muscles and the heart. CoQ10 is every heartbeat, 100,000 a day. You need coenzyme Q10. So this is a very, very good amount, whether you're on a Lipitor, Crestor, statin or not. Probably from age 40 on, almost mandatory to consider. And I'm talking thousands and thousands and thousands of research studies, including the Holy Grail, those double-blind randomized studies in heart patients. They benefit. It's ignored by standard cardiology, and it's a shame. I don't want to dwell too long on that, because then you get the vitamin K2, which is not involved in clotting. It's involved in whether your arteries are going to get calcified, hardened, and old. Everybody knows the term hardening of the arteries. You don't want that. It's a good marker of aging. You want to prevent. But you got to go to vitamin K2 to prevent calcium deposits. And they went to the best company out of Europe in a version called Mena Q7. And it's just the right amount. That's, you know, the second ingredient in Vitality by Brightcore Nutrition. And again, they pay a little more for that, but it's worth it because it's the quality one that's been used in research studies. And just a third one that's also kind of a patented trademark version is, believe it or not, grapes are healthy for you, but grape seeds, which we don't usually eat, we spit out, can provide a real natural blood vessel relaxing function, grape seed extract.
These are proanthocyanidins, right, which are potent polyphenol, antioxidants.
Yeah, exactly. Polyphenol family, and you can break that down like limbs on a tree. And you're absolutely right. Grape seed extract provides proanthocyanidins, and you can get it from French wine, but we'd rather you not go to the bottle. We'd rather you go to the vitamin supplement bottle. So they went to a version called Mega Natural that's been researched and studied, that listeners can have great confidence in, healthy blood pressure, healthy circulation, even, you know, balanced blood sugar and cholesterol control with Mega Natural. And then there are four important additional components. Hawthorn berry, very natural way to support healthy cardiovascular system. Resveratrol, a lot of people have heard of, healthy way. Olive leaf extract, you know, most people have heard olive oil.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
Yeah, olive oil is a healthy version of a fat and healthier than butter by the most recent Harvard science. But the leaf of an olive tree is actually full of ingredients, and you can extract them, and that supports healthy cardiovascular function. And finally, why not have healthy eyes? The last component of Vitality cardiovascular support by Brightcore is a bilberry extract, which is another polyphenol family that you might not quite get. It's an actual berry, but when's the last time you put bilberries on your oatmeal? And those are all combined, and if you take three capsules a day, you've just got this broad-spectrum, science-backed heart support. Every day in my clinic, people tell me, Dr. Khan, I really want to hold off that prescription medicine. Can I follow my blood pressure? Can I follow my cardiovascular health? Can I follow my blood sugar, my blood cholesterol, and see if a supplement will help? And I reach for Vitality, and I see great results. So I'm excited to share this with you. And we've got this offer that the company has made, probably because you're such a big kahuna, that's They got crazy, crazy price reduction you know about.
Yeah, it's usually like 10%, you know, maybe 20%. This one's 25%.
Yeah, if you go to the website for the company, which very importantly for the listeners is MyBrightCore, MyBrightCore.com, /your last name, Hoffman, Hoffman. You just put that in where it says, do you have a discount code? MyBrightCore.com. In fact, if you put that in specifically, you don't even have to put the code in. It's pre-arranged. The code is Hoffman. You get 25% off. But what this company does, I've never, ever seen a company do this. They want you to call.
It gets even better. It gets even better.
Yeah, it's great. Talk to a representative. Ask your questions. Very knowledgeable and well-trained representatives. I'll give the number in a minute. But you don't get 25% off if you actually call. They fill the order at 50% off. The shipping's free. It's really crazy. You order as many bottles as you want. And they even send you a free bottle of vitamin D3, the bone-building vitamin D3, the sunshine vitamin.
Which may have cardiovascular benefits. Let's face it. There's evidence that it has metabolic benefits, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In my clinic, 100% of patients take some dose of vitamin D3. We're having the grayest of days in Michigan today. Nobody's getting vitamin D3 through their skin. But even I practice part of the year in sunny Florida. My patients are all low in vitamin D3. So to get that 50% off, free shipping and the extra bottle along with the Vitality, you know, basically heart support vitamin, you call 888-592-9909. 888-592-9909. And a very helpful representative, you know, will say, you got questions and can we help you, you know, overcome any obstacles to getting yourself on, you know, the premier heart support vitamin out there. Happiness through health.
Yeah, and I like this because, you know, when people want to take cardiovascular preventive nutrients, they got to line up a bunch of things. And here we have CoQ10, vitamin K2, grapeseed extract, hawthorn berry, bilberry extract, resveratrol, olive leaf extract. So you don't need seven bottles. You can just use one bottle. And it's a you don't have to take eight capsules a day. It's super potent. Three capsules per day can address your needs, right?
Absolutely. And when I look at the ingredient list, and, you know, I'm being straightforward. You got to be honest with patients. I really can't see anybody that has to avoid this vitamin because of other medications or health conditions.
Yeah, there's no contraindications, in other words, yeah.
This is basically, you know, a big salad full of, you know, vitamins and nutrients and plant-based nutrients and polyphenols, like we said. So it's a great one to add on because that awful statistic that we started the conversation with, number one killer of men and women, everybody ignores. And BrightCore doesn't want to ignore it. They want to educate through this conversation we're having.
Yeah, and it seems like these are synergistic nutrients for supporting circulation and optimizing blood pressure and helping to balance blood sugar, as well as for modifying cholesterol in a helpful way, because we're talking about oxidized cholesterol as the culprit, and if we prevent that oxidation, we're going to get benefits.
Absolutely. And for most patients who ultimately develop heart disease, it's not just one thing. It is inflammation. It is an elevated blood sugar. It is occasionally an elevated blood pressure. It is cholesterol particles and oxidized or rusted cholesterol particles and on and on. And this just is a multi-pronged, kind of like a Swiss Army knife of cardiovascular prevention.
Okay, so let's just, our call to action, 25% off by using code Hoffman at mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. And you can also call 888-592-9909 for a stupendous 50% off. Wow, I don't know how they do it. 888-592-9909 for Vitality. And I want to thank you, Dr. Joel Kahn, and I follow your work and appreciate your contribution to the field of cardiology. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Sir.
It's my pleasure.
A quarter century of probiotic excellence. Essential Formulas Incorporated proudly celebrates 25 years of innovation and leadership in the probiotic industry. Since introducing Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the gold standard in full-spectrum probiotics, in early 2000, we have remained dedicated to advancing probiotic science through research, education, and cutting-edge product development. Over the years, we have expanded our commitment by introducing groundbreaking products designed to nourish the microbiome, both inside and out, such as RegActive and Dr. O'Hara's Probiotic Skincare. As we step into our next quarter century, we extend our deepest gratitude to all those who share our vision of probiotic excellence for better human health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural grocers, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and natural health retailers nationwide. RegActive and Dr. O'Hara's skincare products are available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference today.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Millions are under flood alerts across the Mid-South and Southeast as powerful spring storms dump heavy rain across a large section of the country. At least 19 people have been killed as a result of the severe weather, with 10 of those deaths reported in Tennessee.
Saturday's heavy rains and flash floods prompted emergencies from Texas to Ohio. Meteorologist Frank Pereira with the National Weather Service says most parts of lower Ohio and the lower Mississippi Valley are now in the major to moderate flood stage.
Those impacts are unfortunately going to continue here for the next several days, as you know, all that water that has fallen continues to fill or flow into the rivers.
Pereira says some areas could receive 2 to 4 inches of rain or more. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
The Senate makes an early morning vote.
In Saturday's early morning hours, the Senate approved a multi-trillion dollar tax breaks and spending cuts framework.
The yeas are 51, the nays are 48. The concurrent resolution, as amended, is adopted.
The vote fell mostly along party lines, with sharp dissent from just 2 Republicans, Susan Collins of Maine and Rand Paul of Kentucky. The Senate package also includes $175 billion to bolster President Donald Trump's mass deportation effort and an additional $175 billion for the Pentagon to build up the military. Donna Warder, Washington.
Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says Americans will see a positive impact from tariffs. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Rollins said the new global tariffs put in place by President Trump are meant to rebuild the American economy and boost U.S.-made goods. She said many countries immediately called the White House to make a deal with the U.S. Trump's tariffs are in response to the tariffs placed on the U.S. by other countries whose economies have flourished due to those tariffs. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You hear the term living better. What do you think about? More money, a bigger house, maybe a yacht? What about how you feel physically? How do you wake up each day? How do you sleep during the night? What activities you can and cannot do? When you feel good, life is good. So if pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally, developed by doctors. It doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or even eliminate pain. How do I know? Absolutely am a customer. I take Relief Factor daily. No lower back pain for me anymore. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Give their 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just one phone call. 800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor, relief wherever you're hurting, in 3 weeks or even days. Relief Factor can give you a chance to rediscover the true meaning of living better again. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF for the one and only Relief Factor.
Also at townhall.com, a new leading goal scorer in NHL history, correspondent Gethin Kubal reports.
Alex Ovechkin is now the NHL's all-time leading goal scorer, breaking a tie with Wayne Gretzky with his historic 895th goal with 12:34 left in the second period of Sunday's road game against the New York Islanders. Ovechkin skated into his office and ripped a one-timer from the left circle past Islanders goalie Ilya Sorokin. He then dove belly first and was mobbed on the ice by his teammates before the game was paused for a ceremony. The 39-year-old Russian broke Gretzky's 31-year-old record in his 1,487th game, the same number of games it took Gretzky to achieve the feat. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
The Trump administration raises logging quotas 25% in America's national forest as part of a bid to increase timber production in the face of tariffs and prevent fires by removing fuel and creating fire breaks. News and analysis, townhall.com. Two more states could soon pull the plug on state income taxes.
Mississippi's governor has signed a bill that could phase out the income tax by 2040 if annual revenue growth benchmarks are met. And Kentucky has tweaked its law to make it easier to meet the revenue triggers needed to keep moving income tax down toward zero. Both states seek to join the likes of income tax-free states like Florida, Tennessee, and Texas. Jason Walker reporting.
Frito-Lay issues a recall for some of its bags of Tostitos tortilla chips due to possible contamination. The recalls for Frito-Lay's 13-ounce bags of the Tostitos Cantina traditional yellow corn tortilla chips. They may contain nacho cheese tortilla chips, meaning it may also have undeclared milk allergens. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Saddle up, folks. Corey Meyer Real Estate presents the third annual Palisadro Frontier Day, Saturday, April 12th. Enjoy a full day of vendors, a trade show, a sizzling barbecue competition. Then, the action kicks up a notch with the Silver Bridge Rodeo Bulls and Bronx Bull Riding Event. Learn more about Frontier Day and purchase pre-sale tickets now at pcfrontierday.com. Special thanks to our sponsors, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, High Noon Beef, Vestro Resources, and CNC Pumps.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
And now, when radio was... Brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we open with a famed British-based crime solver. Then later we continue the yours truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Long Shot Matter. This radio version of Arthur Conan Doyle's Sherlock Holmes originated out of the Big Apple and starred John Stanley with Alfred Shirley as Watson. This is from April 4th, 1948.
From New York City, the makers of Clipper Craft Clothes for Men and 1036 leading retail stores from coast to coast present the world's most famous detective, Sherlock Holmes. Tonight's story, The Adventure of Lady Waverley's Imitation Pearls. Well, here we are again in Dr. Watson's cheerful study. The lamps have been lit, and from outside comes the steady drip of a soft spring rain mixed with fog.
Yes, Mr. Harris, this sort of weather always reminds me of Baker Street. I think I can do no better than tell you of an adventure that had its inception on just such a day. It had to do with the great lady's pearls, which were not altogether genuine. And it ended in the chambers of a certain well-born, but shall we say, careless bachelor in Albany.
Well, that's the first time I knew you and Sherlock Holmes ever visited the Hudson Valley, Doctor.
We didn't, Mr. Harris, unfortunately. No, Albany in this story refers to an imposing building which was originally the residence of the Duke of York in Albany. It was later divided into chambers for famous and fashionable bachelors. Well, it all began placidly enough. It was late one dreary April afternoon. Since morning, a dun-colored veil had hung over the housetops, looking like a reflection of the mud-colored streets beneath. Neither Holmes nor I had stirred abroad the entire day. I sat in my armchair, silent and morose. The dampness had brought the usual twinges to my old bullet wound. Holmes, who was always a contrary individual, bounced about like an animated cricket. Oh, Holmes, if you'd light somewhere for just a few minutes.
Will it act up a bit, eh, Watson?
Oh, no more than usual in this weather, confound it.
Yes, I thought I recognized the vice-like set of the jaw. Of course, I'm not a medical man, but I think I could suggest a remedy.
Certainly not.
Aha! Did you hear that?
Hear what? The house is as still as a morgue.
A carriage just came to rest at our curb. A rather elegant four-wheeler. Mettlesome horse. The man on the box has jumped down. Now he's dashing up our front steps. You hear that, Watson? Sounds as if our visitor's errand might be urgent.
Oh, how can you tell all that? You haven't even looked out of the window.
My ears, Watson, are nearly as acute as my eyes. Yes, he is rather unrestrained, wouldn't you say? Now, it's just possible that...
Oh, for pity's sake, stop deducing and go to the window and see what's up.
Very well, if you insist. Yes, the four-wheeler turned out to be an elegant equipage with the name Blevin and Fossiter embossed in discreet gold lettering on the door.
Oh, you mean it's a delivery van?
Dear me, no. Blevin and Fossiter do not deliver. They escort whatever valuables come within their purview to their destinations in what is practically a private carriage. You wouldn't expect to see Lady Blenkinsop's emeralds or the Countess of Whistleworth rubies drive up in a lorry.
The Blevins and Possiters are jewelers.
You go to the head of the class, Watson. I wonder what's wrong at Blevins and Possiters and why the man on the box has left his conveyance unattended to pay us a visit. Ah, here he is now. Come in, come in.
Ah, Holmes, for once you were wrong. He's not a coachman. He's a young gentleman in an elegant ulster and a billycock hat.
I didn't say he was a coachman. I said he was the man on the box. Why are you driving your own carriage, young man? What's happened to your usual coachman?
Well, that's what I came to see you about, Mr. Holmes. You are Mr. Sherlock Holmes, I take it.
Quite.
Well, Burbage, he's our driver, has been bludgeoned, and the contents of Lady Waverley's box is stolen. Burbage was inside the carriage, slumped on the floor. His forehead was still bleeding. However, he was coming to when we found him.
Was he badly hurt?
I don't think so. There's no evidence of a skull fracture, just a lump over the left eyebrow. I drove him home, of course, and his wife put him to bed with a poultice.
Was he able to describe what had happened to him?
Oh, yes, he was quite rational.
Then why didn't you bring him along with you?
Oh, I couldn't, don't you know. He was in his underwear.
Oh, rubbish.
Well, I'm doing my best, Mr. Holmes. I'm at my wit's end. Of course, when my uncle hears of this, I shall probably be sacked. I never wanted the job of playing nursemaid to all those confounded jewels. I'll admit, I should never have taken that nap.
Now, easy there, young man. No good becoming incoherent. If you want us to help you out, you'll have to pull yourself together. By the way, I'm Dr. Watson, Mr. Holmes' colleague and a biographer.
Which is nothing to brag about, Watson.
Oh, I say, I am sorry. Don't know what's happened to my manners. I haven't even presented my card. Allow me.
Read it, Watson.
Archibald Trotwood Possiter. And down in the corner it says, representing Blevin and Possiter.
That's my uncle. I mean, the Possiter. The one who owns most of the firm.
I see. How long have you been in his employ?
Well, just a little over 2 months. Oh, I did so want to make good on Jenny's account, you know. She's my wife. And a darling. We've been married 5 weeks last Tuesday.
Oh, that's charming.
Watson, don't interrupt. In what capacity does your uncle employ you, Mr. Foster?
Well, it's not a very impressive position, I'm afraid. I sit in the carriage and make sure everything's safely delivered to the proper address.
When a firm deals in the commodities your uncle sells, young man, I should say that's a position of considerable responsibility.
Oh, yes, yes. I've had jewels amounting to $250,000 in my possession many times. And I assure you, if there had been anything like that in the carriage today, I shouldn't have dreamed of going home for lunch and taking a bit of a nap.
So, you went home and had a nap?
Yes, sir. You see, I had a touch of a toothache. Besides, I missed seeing Jenny at breakfast. I do hope you understand, sir.
What? And where did you leave the carriage with the undelivered packages?
Oh, just out in front, Mr. Holmes. It shouldn't have been too much of a risk. Burbage has been with the firm over 30 years. He's thoroughly reliable. Besides, I'd already delivered the really valuable articles, Mrs. Huddleston's emerald earrings and the Duchess of Heppelworth's diamond stomacher. There was only Lady Waverley's box left, Mr. Holmes. It certainly never occurred to me anyone would want to lift that.
What was in Lady Waverley's jewel box?
Oh, just her pearls and a tea service.
That's a bit thick, eh, Holmes? Just some pearls and a silver tea service. I take it the service was silver, Mr. Positor.
Well, only superficially. She had set it to be replated, you see. And the pearls were imitations, too. Fairly good ones, I'll admit. She'd had them restrung. She keeps the real ones in the vault.
Cagey old girl, eh, Holmes?
Fortunately for her. Well, that's my point exactly, Mr. Holmes. It'll ruin our reputation to know there's been a theft of any kind. People will be decidedly skittish about having us repair their jewels if they hear of it. I don't know what my uncle will say.
When did you first discover something was wrong?
Well, when Jenny woke me from my nap. I hadn't meant to take more than 40 winks, but it was nearly 2 o'clock when she started to shake me.
Archie? Archie, darling. Archie, wake up.
Well, it's too early to get up.
Archibald, you are up. At least you ought to be. It's the middle of the afternoon. And Cook says the carriage has disappeared.
What carriage?
Blevins and Positives, of course. Cook says she thinks something's happened to Burbage. She took a look out the window while she was washing the dishes. She says she saw Burbage talking to a tall gentleman in a top hat. Next thing she noticed, Burbage seemed to be taken ill or something, because the gentleman was helping him into the cab. Cook says she was just fixing a cup of hot tea to take out to him, when she looked up again and saw the carriage disappearing down the street with Burbage on the driver's box. So he must have recovered, I guess.
Oh, but that's impossible. I mean that he'd drive off like that.
Maybe he wasn't feeling very fit and decided he'd go home, too.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Burbage wouldn't do that. Not without letting me know.
Well, he has. So there. And I'm not ridiculous.
Oh, there, darling. I didn't mean it.
You did so. You just don't love me anymore.
Oh, I do. I love you madly. I haven't time to discuss it now. Where's my hat? I've got to go out and find that confounded carriage.
Locating a missing carriage somewhere in London, how did you ever expect to do that, Mr. Positor?
That detail is unimportant, Watson. It's obvious Mr. Positor was successful, inasmuch as the carriage is now standing at our curb.
By Jove, I'd forgotten that.
Well, as a matter of fact, it wasn't too difficult to locate the carriage. I hadn't gone more than a square or so when I ran into our local policeman, who was on his way to see me. Jenny and I live in South Kensington. Well, the bobby reported that Blevins and Positor's carriage was standing in front of the Victoria at Albert Museum without a driver. And would I be so good as to remove it, as it was impeding traffic?
But you say you found Burbage inside the carriage. Why hadn't the policeman noticed it?
Well, he was on the floor, covered by the horse blanket, Mr. Holmes.
Well, it's fortunate the Metropolitan Police has us to assist them, eh, Holmes? Or someone might take off with the Bank of England.
Don't be fatuous, Watson. Go on, Mr. Foster. You found the coachman under a horse blanket, but stripped to his underwear and with a gash on his forehead. Where exactly on his forehead?
Well, over his left eyebrow, just under the hairline. There was a lump as big as an egg, too. And his hands were tied behind him with a large handkerchief.
His own?
Oh, no, Mr. Holmes. It was made of the finest cambric. As a matter of fact, I brought it along with me. Here it is.
Oh, good boy. Interesting. Most interesting.
Well, there's nothing distinctive about that handkerchief, Holmes. Not even a monogram.
On the contrary, my dear Watson, this handkerchief is most helpful. It tells us that the criminal, for it's undoubtedly his handkerchief, is addicted to the use of scent. Bergamot, to be exact. He's also a pipe smoker who carries a not-too-well-closed tobacco pouch. Notice the shreds of tobacco which still cling to the fabric. Rather rare tobacco, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, we shall have to investigate it further. My high-powered microscope, Watson.
Oh, very well, but what you expect to deduce from a shred of tobacco...
Neglect no source of information, Watson, no matter how infinitesimal. Yes, from a drop of water, the true man of science can deduce Niagara Falls, as I've said before.
Oh, fiddle-faddle.
In spite of Watson's derogatory remarks, Mr. Positor, I am probably the greatest living authority on tobacco, both in the unsmoked stage and later when it's become ashes. But while my colleague is setting up the microscope, suppose you tell us exactly what the coachman, Burbage, had to say for himself.
Well, yes, sir. Well, I found the carriage in front of the museum, right enough, and when I opened the door to look inside, I heard a moaning and groaning. Hello, what's up?
Help, get this blanket off of me.
Burbage, whatever are you doing there and in that condition?
No, close the door, Mr. Positor, sir. I wouldn't want to draw a crowd. Not in my underwear.
Now then, what's happened?
Oh, I've been conked, sir.
What?
Stood behind me, he did, when I wasn't looking. And then he stripped me of my driver's uniform, got up in the box in it, and drove us away.
No, I've always said you could trust a man that was fond of horses. But not anymore, I won't.
Oh?
That's how we got to talking, sir. I was giving Bessie her midday oats when down the street he comes, twirling a silver-headed cane, just as nonchalant as you please.
Fine animal.
That she is, sir.
I like horses. Mind if I give her a lump of sugar?
If she'll take it, sir. Bessie don't make up to everybody.
Oh, I think she'll accept homage from me, eh, Bessie? Hmm? That's a good girl.
Well, now, will you look at that? The J.
She seems to be favoring this hind foot.
Oh, really? I hadn't noticed.
Maybe she's got a pebble in her shoe. Do you want me to investigate?
No, sir. That's a familiarity she won't stand for. I'll do it. Here, Bessie. Nice girl. Give me the oof. Easy now. Easy. That's right.
Sorry, old chap. Had to be done. Just a love tap.
Into the carriage you go.
I want that uniform.
Oh.
Still conscious, eh? Have to work fast. Yes. Off with the coat. Aha. There we are. Just what I was looking for. How convenient. The box with the Waverly crest right here on the front seat.
And so he stripped poor old Burbage, Mr. Holmes, and tied his hands with that handkerchief. After which, he drove the carriage away in Burbage's uniform.
But only as far as the Victoria and Albert Museum.
At which time, he removed the Waverley box and disappeared at his leisure, still wearing Burbage's clothes.
No one would think of questioning a man carrying a large, important box if he were wearing Blibbins and Possiter's uniform.
What size is Burbage, Mr. Possiter?
Oh, about my height, 5'11", I should say, but a bit heavier built. I don't suppose you have any idea who the thief could be, Mr. Holmes.
No, his description doesn't tally with any of our better jewelry robbers.
What description? Not a word's been said as to what the man's like, aside from the fact that the cook says he wore a top hat.
On the contrary, Watson, he's about 5'11", or he wouldn't have disappeared wearing Burbage's uniform. He's left-handed. The position of the wound on Burbage's brow gives us that interesting fact. His linen is of fine quality. Witness the handkerchief. He uses bergamot, and he buys the most expensive brand of Latakia tobacco. A variety carried by only 2 tobacconists in all of London. And last but not least, when it comes to robbery, he's an amateur.
But how can you know that?
No professional jewel thief would run away with false pearls and silver plate.
That could have been an accident.
Not at all, Watson. According to Burbage's account, he recognized the box belonging to Lady Waverley. In fact, he probably expected to find it there.
You mean the thief must be someone connected with our establishment? Who knew the box was in the carriage?
Not necessarily. It could just possibly be an intimate of Lady Waverley who knew she was expecting delivery.
But why bother with imitation pearls and plated silver?
That, my dear Watson, is what makes this case worth investigating.
But where are we to begin?
With a visit to my friend Philip Ashton, who runs a small but select tobacco shop in the Burlington Arcade.
And that's the first act of Sherlock Holmes on When Radio Was. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday update right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
And now let's get back to Sherlock Holmes on When Radio Was.
And now back to Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson. We find them standing in front of a counter, sniffing the contents of several elegant glass jars filled with tobacco.
Yes. Yes, this, unless I'm very much mistaken, is the mixture the gentleman uses. Mr. Ashton, are there many gentlemen who buy this variety of tobacco?
Why, no, Mr. Holmes. It's rather special. Besides being expensive, I sell it to only 4 gentlemen in all.
Now tell me, among those 4, is there an individual who's about Watson's height? Well-dressed, he carries a silver-headed cane, is left-handed, and has a weakness for bergamot scent?
Why, no, Mr. Holmes, I'm afraid there's not one of the 4 fits that description.
No.
Mr. Hopworth has a silver-headed stick, but he's taller than you are. Mr. Eubanks is very short and can't abide scent. The Honorable Clarence Beswick is right-handed. Crack tennis player, you know. Colonel Jameson never appears out of uniform.
That says it, Holmes. Maybe your confounded deductions aren't so infallible after all.
Now, hold on, though. There was a young gentleman came in yesterday answering that description.
He purchased some of this tobacco?
No, the young lady bought it for him. She buys it for all her admirers. He seemed rather shy about accepting a present from a lady, but she laughed and said she expected a present from him in return. Said he had never given her a proper present like some of her admirers.
Can you remember the gentleman's name?
I'm afraid not, Mr. Holmes. She didn't mention it. I just called him Freddy. But I do know the lady's name, sir.
Crime not a good that'll do, eh, Holmes? One blind alley after another.
Stop burbling, Watson. What is the lady's name, Ashton?
Violet DeVito, the new prima donna of the Gaiety. The one there's been all that talk about.
Of course, Holmes. That's the girl the King of Portugal was supposed to have been so crazy about. Showered her with jewels. She's supposed to be one of the reasons he lost his throne.
So is every publicity-hungry actress in Europe. You mustn't believe everything you read in the papers, Watson.
Oh, balderdash. Well, what do we do now?
Now, let me see. It's just 30 minutes till curtain time. Dear little Violet should be putting on her makeup. I think if we drop around to the Gaiety, we might persuade the lady to show us the latest addition to her jewel collection.
There's 2 gentlemen to see you, Mr. Bill.
I can't see anyone now, Peter. Take the phone or whatever they're for. Tell them to come back after the show.
They haven't brought anything, Mr. Bill. Just himself. It's Mr. Sherlock Holmes.
Mr. Sherlock Holmes, the detective?
In person.
Oh, just a moment till I throw on my opening costume. I've always been dying to meet you.
She's got one weakness, sir. She do love celebrities.
Show the gentleman in, Peter.
Mr. Sherlock Holmes and friend.
My usual billing.
Well, this is a pleasure. Do sit down, Mr. Holmes. You too, Mr.
Dr. Watson.
Oh, yes, of course. How stupid of me. I've read all your darling stories. So exciting. I do love to be thrilled. You do it so beautifully, though.
Why, Mr. Veal, that is... I'm quite overwhelmed, you know. I mean that a young lady of your obvious discernment...
But, of course, I suppose no one could help making the exploits of the great Mr. Sherlock Holmes.
Yes, of course. Back among the also-rans.
And now, Mr. Holmes, I'm just bursting with curiosity. What brings you here? I've always understood you were practically a woman-hater.
Not hater, my dear Miss Violet. I'm just, shall we say, on to their little tricks.
Oh, dear. And I was so hoping to try mine out on you. Have some very effective ones.
Save them for some more susceptible victim.
Oh, dear, I've always had a weakness for rude, self-sufficient men.
Got you that time, Holmes.
Don't interrupt, Watson. My dear Miss Violet, if I may call you that.
I'd love it, unless you'd rather call me Vi.
Miss Violet will do. I've come to warn you not to accept a present of jewelry from a certain fashionable young man.
Gracious, I wonder which one you can mean. A girl in my position gets so many presents, you know.
Suppose I specifically warn you against accepting pearls from a gentleman whose name is, shall we say, Freddy.
Oh, this is fascinating. Why shouldn't I accept them, Mr. Holmes?
Because he acquired them in a rather unorthodox fashion.
I do believe you're trying to tell me Freddy stole them. Oh, but that's delicious. If you only knew how deliciously ridiculous. Freddy just couldn't possibly have stolen those particular pearls.
Then you have already accepted them.
What makes you jump to that interesting conclusion, Mr. Holmes?
My dear Miss Violet, you will never make a great dramatic actress until you learn to control your reactions. When I first mentioned the pearls, your eyes darted quickly to your makeup box to see if they were in sight. Then, when I intimated they might have been stolen, you couldn't resist closing the lid.
This is ridiculous, Mr. Holmes. Freddy wouldn't steal anyone's pearls. Well, I'll admit he's hot-headed and impulsive, but he wouldn't steal.
Are you sure? How well do you know Freddy,
Better than you do, at any rate, Mr. Holmes. I may not be a great dramatic actress, but I do recognize the gift when I see it. You didn't come here to warn me not to accept any pearls. You came here to find out who gave them to me. You don't even know Freddy's last name. Sorry, but you won't get it from me.
Don't you think you're getting a bit rash, my dear Miss Violet? I mean, why risk getting on the wrong side of the law for a string of imitation pearls?
Imitation?
Yes.
Don't be silly, Mr. Holmes. Freddy's pearls are real, right enough. They've been in the family for years.
What makes you think he's given you the real ones, Miss Violet? Surely you must know Freddy has other interests.
If you mean that bandy-legged little soubrette at the Savoy, I know all about that. It was all over months ago.
Then why did he give her the real pearls just half an hour ago?
Mr. Holmes, you're a brilliant detective. But you should not underrate the feminine intelligence. It was a beautiful trap, Mr. Holmes, but just a bit too obvious. Now, if you'll excuse me, I hear the overture. My public is waiting. Do come again, Mr. Holmes, when you've thought up some more tricks. Now, if you don't mind leaving.
Not at all. Thank you. We're quite finished.
Yeah, interesting female, eh, Holmes? I don't know when I've more thoroughly enjoyed an interview.
Ah, an excellent dinner, if I do say so myself, Watson. Pheasant was almost perfect.
Undoubtedly, and it will put a jolly little crimp in our budget. Late dinner at Prince's Restaurant, champagne and caviar. I don't know what's got into you, Holmes.
Oh, calm yourself, Watson. It all goes on the bill. I shall send Blevins and Possiter in the morning.
Holmes, you're really outrageous. You've made a hash of the case, you've found out absolutely nothing, and yet you have the effrontery to talk of sending a bill in the morning. Well, you should be ashamed of yourself.
On the contrary, Watson, I think I've done rather well.
Well? That DeVille woman made an absolute ass of you.
You mean that's the impression I permitted her to gather? She thinks she didn't give me the pearl thief's name. Actually, she spelled it out in block letters when she admitted they'd been in Freddy's family for generations. Whose pearls were they, Watson?
Lady Waverley's, of course.
Then putting two and two together, the thief must be a Waverley as well. Sir Freddy Waverley is a well-known young man about town with a weakness for ladies of the theatre. As simple as that.
You mean he's stolen his own mother's pearls?
His stepmother's, Watson. Freddy's always resented her. If his father hadn't married for a second time shortly before his death, Freddy would have inherited the pearls years ago.
But why all this pother about imitation pearls?
Freddy doesn't know they're imitations. It's never occurred to him that his stepmother keeps the real ones in the vault.
Yes, well, if you're so sure of yourself, why not go to him and demand he return the silly things?
If we were that gauche, Watson, the lady would probably refuse to give them up. No, you may count on it. Miss Violet will return them to him of her own accord as soon as the performance is over.
And how do you reach that interesting conclusion?
Freddy may not suspect that they are imitations, but dear little Violet is not so naive. Once you are out of the way, you can count on it. She rushed back and bit into the necklace. Yes, I don't imagine she took her discovery very passively. They must have had an interesting performance tonight at the Gaiety.
Yes, but Holmes, that performance was over nearly 20 minutes ago. We'd better get ourselves along to Sir Freddy's flat, wherever that is, or Miss Violet will get there ahead of us. Chances are she won't wait to remove her makeup.
My dear Watson, why do you think I ordered a table in the window? Sir Freddie Waverley resides just opposite there in the impressive architectural monstrosity known as Albany, in flat 2A to be exact.
I say, Holmes, there comes a carriage tearing down the street. It stopped across the way. Yes, by Jove, that's Violet getting out.
Quick, Watson. We'd better rescue the Honorable Freddie before she tears his hair out by the roots. Down this corridor, Watson. Yes, there's Miss Violet. Just going to 2A now.
Violet, darling. But how jolly to see you here. I mean, I hadn't hoped so soon, that is. You thought you wouldn't have received the pearls this afternoon.
Not those pearls. How dare you give me those pearls? I've never been so insulted in all my life.
Oh, come off it, Vi. You've accepted jewelry from gentlemen before this.
Yes, jewelry, not paste.
Violet, what are you raving about?
What sort of a fool do you take me for? Do you think I don't know the real ones? What is that little scarecrow at the Savoy? Well, give her these. She can put them on her poodle.
If you don't mind, Miss Violet, I'll relieve you of those pearls. And we may as well collect the tea service while we're at it, Watson. I see the boxes standing just inside the door.
What is this, a burglary?
You should recognize the symptoms, Sir Freddy.
If you think I've got to stand here and let two...
Oh, don't be a bigger idiot than you can help, Freddy. This isn't a thief. Sherlock Holmes.
And don't be alarmed, Sir Freddy. These are not the Waverley pearls. Those are quite safe in Lady Waverley's bank vault.
You mean that little floozy hasn't got them?
Do dear me, no. That was just a trick on Holmes' part.
Why, you unspeakable...
Yes, Miss Violet. You should never underrate the masculine intelligence, you know.
Particularly when it belongs to Sherlock Holmes.
The makers of Clipper Craft Clothes and 1036 leading stores from coast to coast have brought you another in the new series of broadcasts featuring the world's most famous detective, Sherlock Holmes. Our stories are based upon the character of Sherlock Holmes created by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Sherlock Holmes is played by John Stanley, Dr. Watson by Alfred Shirley, and the dramatizations are by Edith Meiser. Sherlock Holmes is produced and directed by Basil Lochran, with special music by Albert Berman. Be sure to listen next Sunday to Sherlock Holmes in The Adventure of the Empty House.
The Adventure of Lady Waverley's Imitation Pearls from April 4th, 1948. I'm Greg Bell, and coming up next, Bob Bailey in the third installment of the Long Shot Matter, a five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, which continues right after this.
Folks, I'd like you to get a picture of what it's like here. Very quiet, for one thing. I've never been in such a quiet place, and it's pretty dark. No light except my flashlight. Tell you what, you go now and douse all the lights you have on. Go ahead, put out the lights.
The greatest stars of stage and screen and the greatest writers of print and radio combine to keep you on the edge of your seat in Radio Spirit's 10 CD collection, Suspense Motive for Murder.
I opened my handbag and my fingers closed around Mr. Jensen's gun. He looked down at it.
Hey, what?
I said I've changed my mind.
Okay, okay. If that's the way you feel, I don't argue with a girl who's got a gun.
Radio's outstanding theater of thrills brings you moments of desperation and danger.
I took the stuff she had piled up on the dresser. Bracelets, rings, pins, I stuffed his wallet into my pocket. Then I got out. I got out as fast as I could.
Mickey Rooney, Lucille Ball, Lana Turner, Ralph Edwards, and more star in 20 nerve-stretching exercises in crime, mystery, and the uncanny.
Quite frankly, I'd like to get out of here. I can well imagine people becoming unhinged in this place. I find myself pretty jumpy. Not being very brave, am I?
Today, our listeners can get Suspense Motive for Murder for 50% off. Go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code MURDER77 to get your copy for only $19.98.
And the front door slowly opened. And then there were slow, halting footsteps along the short hall to the sitting room where an old woman waited.
Order Suspense Motive for Murder today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code MURDER77 so you can hear
a tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
The XP Pro smartphone from Sonim Technologies is touted as the most rugged smartphone on the market. Made for first responders and outdoor enthusiasts, it's drop-proof, dust-proof, and waterproof. Well, just how tough is it? We asked Michael Code from Sonim.
We drop ours up to even 2 meters and even higher, but internally we're going for about a 6.5 foot directly onto concrete. We also test waterproof, so for example, we'll submerge it 2 meters for up to 60 minutes. We do temperature testing, so the XP Pro handles extreme temperatures from negative 20 C to plus 55 C. We do testing on chemical resistance, pressure resistance, puncture resistance. So those are all part of what we call Sonim's rugged performance standards.
Check it out at sonimtech.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, and now part three of the Long Shot Matter, a Johnny Dollar storyline that played out over five consecutive weeknights in late June of 1956.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Lieutenant Barry here.
Oh, hi, Lieutenant.
You're stepping on toes, Johnny boy.
Who's now?
Dr. Victor Palmquist. Here you had a chat with him.
Just how do you chat with a clam?
Whatever it was, he was very unhappy about it.
He called you?
Yeah, very snide, too. Said if we had any more questions, to leave him alone and call his lawyers, and to keep unauthorized people away from him.
Meaning me?
Meaning you.
Well, what's he worried about? You've already got his wife's killer in jail, haven't you?
Everybody buys it but you, Johnny.
You said it before. I'm a hard sale.
Meet me for lunch. I'll try to sell you.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator...
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location Los Angeles, California, to National Underwriters Association, 1180 River Road, Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment, the long shot matter. Expense account continued. Item 3, $1 even. Taxi to the Barclay for lunch with Lieutenant Barry. But let me backtrack for a minute. Coming down in the hotel elevator, I kept thinking over what the lieutenant had said, and I disagreed completely. I wasn't a hard sale. It's just that I wasn't an early sale. There were too many angles to the death of Mrs. Palmquist, too many things I didn't know yet. I got proof of that the minute I stepped outside the hotel. The white cab sedan parked directly across the street contained a real interesting combination of people. Eric Palmquist, the doctor's son, and Steffi Lund, the doctor's nurse. The moment they saw me, they did what every amateur sleuth does. They drove away as fast as possible, thereby becoming just as conspicuous as a second nose. By the time I reached the Barclay, Lieutenant Barry had ordered for both of us.
You don't like it, order something else, but it's the best they got.
Matter of fact, it looks pretty good. Now, as I was saying...
Yeah. So, Palmquist nurse and his kid are an item. You waiting for me to look impressed?
You get up out of the wrong side this morning, Lieutenant.
Look, I don't like the smell of this deal any more than you do, but what does it all add up to? You're sent out here to look into a possible killing.
Which happens.
Victim, Mrs. Palmquist. So, an ex-convict sits in a cell accused of the murder. The accuser and witness, the dead woman's husband. The con insists he's been framed, that the husband is the killer. That the husband is well alibied, bringing it down to the setup known as ex-con versus respected citizen.
You know there's more to it than that.
Don't give me lessons, Johnny. You think you've come up with one thing we don't already know about? I got checkouts going on the doctor, his nurse, his son, everybody within shooting distance of this thing. Don't get any ideas we're asleep down at the hall.
All right. Give me a little fill, huh?
Who?
Palmquist nurse, Steffi Lund.
Nice kid, never been in trouble. At least we couldn't find any.
What about the boy, Eric Palmquist?
Typical rich doctor's son. Kind of wild, sensitive, gambles, but Papa can afford it. Also hits the booze too much for a kid that young.
What about the doctor's alibi, Laura Considine? Yeah. No, I should have skipped that one. Your eyes look like they're whistling.
Isn't it awful? At my age, too. All right, Johnny, she's clean.
By the way, where does she live?
There's a big house in Long Beach. Why?
No doctors there?
It's still a free country. I know people whose doctors live in Paterson, New Jersey.
Points.
Oh, almost forgot. I got the lab report on that anonymous note that started this thing.
Anything?
Untraceable. No prints, cheap paper that can be bought anywhere. And the letters were cut from a dozen different magazines. Didn't tell us a thing.
What do you mean it didn't?
What?
It told us someone was going to try to collect on a policy. We knocked it around a little while longer, getting no place in particular. Then suddenly I was being paged for a telephone call. Barry's raised eyebrows were eloquent. They made me feel like one of those would-be movie stars who have themselves paged in the Brown Derby so that other would-be stars will know they're there. I had a funny notion about who might be calling, so I told the waiter I'd taken in the booth out front and left Lieutenant Barry by himself. Johnny Dollar.
Mr. Dollar, I'm so glad I found you.
Oh?
This is Steffi Lund, Dr. Palmquist's nurse.
Well, the day's picking up.
I'm sorry. I hope I didn't interrupt your lunch. You see, I called your hotel and they told me where you'd gone. I'm sorry.
Well, don't apologize, Steffi. A working girl who drives around in a beautiful white Cadillac doesn't have to, you know.
I'll explain about that.
Why should you owe me any explanation?
Please, Mr. Dollar. I've got to see you right away. It's terribly important. Mr. Dollar.
Where are you?
I'm at Dr. Palmquist's office. Can you come here now, right away?
Okay, I'll be right over.
And please, don't bring anyone along with you, will you?
However you want it, you're calling the shots.
Oh, thank you. And hurry, please.
We'll be back with more Johnny Dollar right after this short break.
Hi, friends. R.C. here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay, Warhawk, Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by A.J. Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guarantee placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come. 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo April 5th and 6th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 5th and 6th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, the climbing wall. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Over $10,000 in guaranteed giveaways. $8 admission, $6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 5th and 6th. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Crown Motors, Upstate Hearing, Garage Force, Interstate Batteries, and California Customs.
And now back to the man with the action-packed expense account, Johnny Dollar, on When Radio Was.
Expense account item 4, citation for speeding, $25. The carbon copy reads 63 miles per hour in a 35 zone. You ever tried to talk an L.A.-type cop out of a ticket? It's ridiculous. He's always a big, good-looking guy who listens seriously while you alibi, but never stops writing. Then he smiles, calls you sir, and hands you the ticket. I couldn't beef about it, though. Two reasons. One, I deserved it. And two, if I hadn't been stopped, I'd never have realized I was being tailed. Because the tail knew what he was doing. A heavy-set, thuggy-looking fellow in a black 51 sedan. He circled the block twice while I was getting the ticket. Was right back on me as I started out again. He was still there as I pulled up in front of Dr. Palmquist's office. But he was smart enough to ride on by without even looking at me. I waited to see if he'd come around the block again. He didn't. That's a switch. When you called me a few minutes ago, you
no,
said...
No, you're mistaken. I didn't
oh,
call
no,
you.
Oh, now, wait just a
I
minute.
I didn't call you. Don't
her
you
words were deliberate, emphatic,
you.
But her eyes were suddenly doing the real talking, signaling desperately into the room behind her, trying to tell me that she wasn't alone. But I wasn't the only one who caught the signal.
Get away from the door, Stevie. Come in, you.
Did you hear me? I said come in.
Eric, please.
Hello, Eric. What seems to be the trouble around here?
That's far enough.
Oh, now, come on. Why don't you put that thing down? Your family's had enough misery with 38s.
Please, darling, do what he says.
Why did you call him, Steffi? Why?
Because somebody's got to help you because of what you're going through and what it's doing to you. Eric, I can't stand any more of it. You're half out of your mind with fear. Now listen to him, Eric. Maybe he can help.
You think he can help? You think anybody can?
One thing's sure. That gun's not going to help you any... Come on now, kid, put it down.
No. No, because nobody tells me what to do, not when I've got a gun. They're afraid to. That's right. They're afraid to. You're both afraid, aren't you? It's nice. It's nice for somebody else to be afraid. I like that. I really like that.
He wasn't even looking at us anymore, just somewhere off into space. Somehow, Steffi sensed that I was waiting for a chance to grab his gun and motioned for me not to. And suddenly I remembered where I'd seen that lost, empty look before. Mrs. Palmquist, Eric's mother. She'd had her share of that look the day she died.
Mr. Dollar, help me with him, please.
I picked him up, put him on the couch. He had that terrible whiteness that a deep faint brings, and Steffi didn't waste any time. She loosened his collar, shoved his head forward. In a few minutes, he shuddered once, came to, took a deep breath. We made him comfortable on the couch, but you could see that it had been a rough trip for him. He was conscious, but he didn't have the strength to open his eyes. Steffi just stared at him.
He'll be all right now.
What's wrong with him, Steffi? Why that thing that just happened?
He wants a technical name. Circulatory lability. Sound impressive.
Talk layman, huh?
A form of extreme hypertension. Nerves. Enough to make him faint like that from anger, from fear. It's a lovely thing for a man to go through, isn't it?
Well, that calls for a different kind of medicine, doesn't it?
Analysis with a psychiatrist. He's in it now. Only with Eric, it's going to take a long time. Maybe a very long time.
But a kid like that, how? Why?
Fear. Overpowering, petrifying fear.
Of what?
His father.
Of Dr. Palmquist?
Yes. The nice Dr. Palmquist. The gentle, quiet healer. My employer. My father-in-law.
You and Eric are married?
Tijuana, 6 weeks ago. Eric is 25 years old, Mr. Dollar, and he's so afraid of his father, we're still keeping the marriage a secret.
Why, Steffi? Why is he so afraid of Palmquist?
His analyst hasn't been able to get through to that. You expect me to?
Well, somebody'd better.
Why did you say that?
Because he waved that gun around very convincingly for a scared kid.
He never would have fired. Don't you understand? He's so frightened, he couldn't have made himself do it.
I hope you're right. I didn't think it was quite the time to mention one small fact. That if Eric Palmquist was incapable of pulling a trigger, it might turn out to be a very good thing for him. As the sole beneficiary of his mother's will, he would soon have $100,000 in a nice, tidy lump. And if he really was afraid of his father, a piece of money like that could take him a long, long way from the parental fold. In fact, no matter which way you turned, you couldn't get away from the logic that Eric Palmquist might be regarded by some parties as a first-class suspect in the death of his mother. Steffi was still pretty much upset when I finally left her, and I must admit that my own mind wasn't exactly at ease. Hoping that the fresh air would help to clear my thoughts, I took my time driving back, and it must have been nearly an hour later when I pulled into the subterranean garage of my hotel. I guess I was thinking too hard about what had just happened. In any case, I wasn't quick enough. Just as I passed one of the garage's big concrete pillars, a figure stepped out from behind it, brought the business end of a Colt banging down on my hip. The ground climbed up and got me, but not before I had a look at him, my heavy-set, thuggy-looking friend who tailed me earlier in the day. He could talk, too.
You're in the wrong town, punk. Take the hint.
I took the hint. I passed out.
Now, here's our star to tell you about tomorrow's intriguing episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, a study in reactions. Three of them. One by a man who should know, one by a man who doesn't, and another by a bullet. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Tony Barrett, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Part 3 of the Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Long Shot Matter, from June of 1956. We'll have the fourth installment at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and Bob Bailey also did some film work. For example, he appeared in the 1944 war picture Wing and a Prayer. Now, the lead in that film also did some radio, announcing for the Chase and Sanborn Hour, and playing John in the famous Bickerson's comedy skits. Can you name him? I'll have the answer and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com presents 100 novelty songs, your favorite quirky and offbeat songs, in a 4-CD set of original recordings from every genre, with some surprising star names such as Benny Hill, Harry Belafonte, The Cordettes, Peter Sellers, Connie Stevens, and many more.
People, it sure looks strange to me.
I've been listening to my story about a man named Jim. We're a mountaineer burning.
Get 100 novelty songs today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $21.98 for this amazing 4-CD collection of peculiar and unpredictable music. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code Novelty77.
When everybody's heard about the bird, the bird, 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 the bird, the winner, when the bird, bird, bird.
CDs jam-packed with 100 novelty songs that will always make you smile for only $21.98. Just go to musicrewind.com today or call 800-206-5002. Use promo code novelty77 to save on shipping.
And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that...
Now, what a novel idea. Call 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com. Remember, promo code novelty77 for reduced shipping. That's musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I'm Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first 5 franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back to Wind Radio Wazzer. Before the break, I was talking about the star of the 1944 war film, Wing and a Prayer. And I mentioned this future Oscar winner also did lots of radio, including playing John in the famous Bickerson comedy skits. The answer is Don Ameche. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done, but hey, folks, stop by the website. It's whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.